Blog Talk Radio.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Yeah. Sunshine. Now folks get down. Folks get down in the sunshine. I really do, yeah. Yeah.
To the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, because the sun will always shine, unless they try to block it, which is something we're going to get into later on. But so much to cover. We took 1 week off. Much love to all in the 10 regions. Much love to you. We back. We back harder than ever. Keeping our eyes open, though. We've been sleeping. We've been resting. So let me let you know we are happy to be back with you. We look forward to another fantastic, factually filled, informational show, as always, and we look forward to your participation across the 10 regions, and I got lines open, so get it ready. We're about to bubble up, And speaking of bubble, I got my man coming on from the midsection of Florida. He's going to kick it like he always do on what's going on with the financial picture. The financial picture, you better look what's going on in real estate. If you got a crib, you want to get rid of it, this is the time to get rid of that bad boy, because they're going to line up at the door like they're doing here in the MIA and everywhere else. Let me just say this. Today's program. You thought it was about black and white. I know you did. I know you thought they were setting us up for a black and white war. They said, nah, man, these people who are on this agenda is 100-year to 200-year plan. The plan is to have two created classes. Color is going to be excluded. It'll be the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. You already see the formation as we speak now. You see everything going on. It's a rush to get you vaccinated. It's a rush to get you and your children vaccinated. Even though U-turns are being done all day long with Dr. Fauci. That's his name, Fauci. They using the medical cult to bring this about. There's no other cult that can do this but the cult of the Caduceus. There's no other cult. And they all under the cult. And I told you, when I talk about stuff, it's factual. I watched the program in German. With Fire Stick, I'm watching all kind of European stuff. We in Syria, if you ain't watching European news and Asian news, if you think you're getting real news here, you are fooling yourself completely. Total economic collapse is on the brink. You can't keep printing money, everybody. If you think because you do not go to work and they're giving you a stimulus check and you loving this shit, it's a consequence to all this. Oh, my goodness. All year long, the signs been given. We had 5 blood moons, 3 super moons. The heavens is trying to talk to you because of war in the heavens. And because y'all so say so, above as below, you should be wondering what's going on up in the cosmos, because it's coming down to Earth. And if you think it's not, oh my goodness. I want to thank my special guest week before, who spoke in French and dealt with Morocco and France. And she said, did you know right after that show we did, France actually rescinded some of their COVID-19, but still, the report that I'm getting from France, and this is a fact, you got to have doctor proof to go to the gym now. Your doctor must sign off for you to go. Oh, this is getting deep, y'all. It's getting deep. See, over here is just preparing for what's about to be. Now, the class system has always been the system in the whole world, rich and poor. So what they going to do now, since you're so tired of hearing about being poor, they're going to say, let's make the poor, this is they thinking, the unvaccinated. And we'll make everybody who's rich feel rich because they're vaccinated. Now, you can see this by watching the NBA finals or NBA playoffs like we all watching. And you got 50 Cent with a mask on. He don't pay, what, $8,000 per seat. And he up there sniffing his own bad breath. All through a hole. Can you imagine jumping up and down, screaming, and your breath funking up your whole face? And you think, and you don't know what you're breathing out because you took this vaccine that no one told you was in it. And so everything look hunky-dory, don't it? Oh, sure does. But I'm going to tell you right now, those of you on the internet listening, go to what I'm going to tell you to go to, because we have technical difficulties with some of the clips. They will not transfer over. I'm seriously under the belief that it can't be proven as yet, but something's going on with the internet and these providers are giving you information. But let me just say this. Facts matters on this program. I want you to all go to Google and look up Dr. Pierre Gilbert, a French biological engineer. In 1995, I'm going to show you how far all our minds is. In 95, we at the Million Man March. when this man gave his speech. Wasn't told to us by Farrakhan, that's for damn sure. But a man named Dr. Pierre Gilbert in 1995, I'm going to quote what he said, because he speaks in French. If you go to his YouTube, it's in French. I got this from watching the French news. Quote, in a biological destruction, there will be an organized tempest on the magnetic field. Will follow is the contamination of the bloodstream of mankind, creating intentional infliction. This will be enforced via law that will make vaccinations mandatory. And these vaccines will make possible to control people. The vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become the host in the brain cell, which will become micro receivers to electromagnetic field where waves of very low frequency will be sent. And though these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You be turned into zombies. This is not me talking. This is Dr. Pierre Gilbert of France talking. And look what he said. You'll be turned to zombies. And then it says, don't think about this as a hypothesis. This is all, this has been done. Think of Rwanda. This came, unquote. This is why the fake news, which is all news, I don't give a fuck if it's Fox, CNBC, all of it is controlled by three people or three entities. Yet you go around the world and look at the news and it's not looking too good. See, the north, east, west, and south, that's all news means. It means control of the four corners of your brain and hemisphere. So they call it the news because they know you will digest whatever it tells you. But notice, you're probably hearing this the first, of course, on the dry bones, the Helios. No one probably even brought this to your attention. In 1995, we too happy about the Million Man March. And all that was under control. All that. To be able to go to D.C. with a million of us. Really? You know how much insurance you got to pay for that type of event? No wonder I don't know where the money's at. But it doesn't even make a difference because I'm going to tell you straight up. Now, if you think this zombie thing was a joke, I even make it more deep before we even get deeper with this. Goes on. Surviving a global pandemic, finding vaccines are the top of many people's minds lately. Ain't that the truth? Your whole world is based off this. Your whole existence is based off what's next. You know, what's next? What could happen to me next? Now, the question is, many of you acting like you don't know who you voted for. Now, that's not because that's the right guy or the wrong guy. It shows your psyche. And it doesn't make a difference if you voted for Trump right now, because guess what? The vaccines came through Trump. Even though he told you before they tried to kill him, because remember now, if you think they're going to let you just talk and you just a mouthpiece. Now, I had a clip that I do not have. I will have eventually once this computer gets updated to a new one. I'm going to just say this. In 1972, they had a big meeting with my man, Tony Brown Journal. Tony Brown was an excellent journalist. Bless his soul. He tried his best to wake us up. He had a panel of everybody, including Elijah Muhammad. It was 1972. Look it up, everybody. I put it on Facebook for everybody who want to see the whole entirety. Had every organization that blacks was affiliated to. And it was only one dude who was kicking hard. And even Roy Ennis was kicking hard. I have to get Roy Ennis back in them days was kicking hard. But this one dude was a Reverend Klieg of the Black Madonna Church, I believe in Chicago. And he was tearing them up. He said, we ain't got no power. Ain't no power. You fool yourself if you think because you see Maxine Waters and you see all these blacks in power, you fooling yourself right now because they're promoting an agenda. And that agenda is to turn you into living zombies. Now, you think I'm making this up, don't you? I just told you, go read Dr. Pierre Gilbert, 1995. How would he know that? Microwave. What microwave he talking about? 5G. See, he knew the frequency would be so low that it would make you not think. That's why all these shootings going on in the MIA, airports, everywhere. Just crazy thinking going on. You don't know your cell phone just zapped you. You have no clue because you think you got the latest gadget. That's your mindset. See, this is where it's going. Now, just so you don't think I'm making this up because facts matters on this program. It says, what does the CDC for the Center of Disease Control and the Prevention saying about the survival of different type of emergencies? This is what they said. They're calling it a zombie apocalypse. Now, they make it like it's a joke. Oh, it's a zombie. No, CD, nobody should even be thinking that's a joke when the CDC is the main group. Sits in the bastion of ATL. Can you imagine turning all these niggas into some goddamn zombies? Which they probably already are. Now, this ain't me. This is the CDC saying it. And look what they said. They said, but what does the Center of Disease Control Prevention say about surviving this? Then it goes on to say, you know, is the zombie apocalypse real? Or, you know, did we just make this up? Who would put that in a huge operation as of the CDC with Dr. Fauci and the man? And now we find that now they're admitting that China has stuff. Remember we were saying China, everybody was like, oh, China, we'll call it China disease. Now they're saying it could have came from China. And, oh, by the way, I gave money to Wuhan. My institution gave billions to Wuhan. Bro, we being played like the monkey fiddle. See, they know that you ain't listening. And then now, for those of you who say you love your children, as part of the vaccine experiment, children aged 12 to 15 are being injected with mRNA sequence that controls of the cells, causing them to churn our spike proteins into the blood. Spike protein vascular disease and blood. They did some experiments and found out that some of these kids were getting blood clots. Of course, you're not going to see it on the fake news, of course, because you don't want you to know. But Israel and all these other countries are actually showing some things that make me say, maybe that's why they're preparing for the zombie attack in Israel. Ain't that where the movie War Z, Zombie War? And you think it's a joke. Won't be a joke when they round your asses all up for the PPP, paid protection. See, let me give these people a hand, bro. This is magnificent how smart they are. Let's give all these fools money that they don't really deserve. Then we're going to say you're going to have to file your taxes soon. And then we're going to say it's under the COVID pretext that you never read, that all this is coming out the COVID pretext. See, this is COVID, meaning that we don't have to do any, it's called emergency money, meaning that sooner or later we're going to look for who spent it and how they spent it. If you think they don't know your money and your spending habits, boy, you're going to be absolutely shocked when they round your asses up in a little while. Oh, it's coming. Oh, the big rounder. See, many of you took it thinking, oh, it's free money. I can stay home now and fake the government or fake the aliens out. I guess you think you're faking somebody out because you're going to be faking yourself out soon when they round your ass up in a little while. So this is a fact. Now, I'm going to show you how I know it's a fact. Biden did not forgive your student debt, did he? Where's that at? Forgave the gays, forgave everybody going to the bathroom with you, forgave women turning to men turning to women, forgave all that. He gave money for that, but didn't give you money for the forgiveness of the hardest loan to forgive is student debt. Why don't you put that in executive order right away? You didn't even think about that because you're too busy playing the psychological fool, the monkey game. Monkey see, monkey do. So now, they forgave that. Secondly, it's a law now that may be implemented within weeks while you're watching all the bullshit on TV, may be able to tell your employer that you got to get vaccinated. Here's the loophole. You better use their own medicine on them. You better create your own analogy of what the HIPAA law is. Look it up. Find out what it means. It's the caduceus card they put in place that they cannot tell what they do to you, but you're going to tell. by showing everybody your cell phone, because you are a clone. And now they're going to put your asses in jail for PPP money that you spent, which I can't wait till you prove that you used it for a business. That's going to be pretty interesting when you have to show on taxes, which is coming. Because remember, Biden's putting a new tax overhaul, and you thought you was getting away. Listen carefully. The Helios does not play.
As we race to develop a coronavirus vaccine, your questions are emerging. Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt.
And I'm Steve Atkinson. A lot of people are wondering if the government could force people to get it, or could people who refuse get banned from stores or lose their jobs? ABC 10 News anchor Derek Stahl spoke with a legal expert to get some answers.
Imagine a world where you have to get vaccinated and show proof to go shopping, board a plane, or just go to work. Legally, it could happen, says University of San Diego law professor Dove Fox.
States can compel vaccinations in more or less intrusive ways. They can limit access to schools or services or jobs if people don't get vaccinated. It could force them to pay a fine or even lock them up in jail. Those measures have been adopted in other countries like France, but not so far in the United States.
It all dates back to a Supreme Court case in 1905. The court held that Massachusetts could fine people for not getting vaccinated against smallpox. That case became the basis of vaccine requirements at schools across the country.
Courts have found that when medical necessity requires it, the public health outweighs the individual rights and liberties at stake.
Just last year, New York City passed an ordinance fining people for not getting a measles vaccination. But there's a big difference between what states have the power to do and what Congress could do.
There are these questions, separation of powers, commerce clause questions.
Professor Fox says a federal vaccine requirement would probably get shot down by the current Supreme Court based on a 2012 ruling on the Affordable Care Act. That means we could have a patchwork of different vaccination requirements in different states. Professor Fox says states would need to allow exemptions for people with legitimate medical risks like pregnancy, but not exemptions for other reasons.
Religious exemptions, philosophical ones, have largely been overridden in the name of public health.
However, Professor Fox says recent protests over face coverings show there's a big risk of a backlash here. And just because states have the power to require vaccinations doesn't mean it's the best public policy. Derek Stahl, ABC 10 News.
And legal experts say that private businesses would have the authority to fire workers who don't want to get vaccinated for personal or religious reasons. Companies would just need to show that there are significant costs at stake for having unvaccinated employees.
Now, the provisions have already been placed in by good old Sleepy Joe. Good old Joe has already put it in. That's the first thing they started working on is how to get you to get vaccinated. Some states are now doing lotteries. See, each state is going to be given money. Now, luckily, there's only four free states. I'm in one of them. Ask yourself where you at today, because come September, your children will be going back to school. And boy, I love to see those little zombies come back to haunt your ass. Let's start the Helios and let's get it on, bringing in all the callers in, because this is the talk where facts matters. Two classes, everybody, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Just watch the basketball game. You can see in all sports, it's already started. 8854, welcome to the Helios. 7696, bringing you in. Go ahead. Welcome, brother. Appreciate you joining us, as always.
Hey, look, let me say this. That clip you just played, the answer to all this shit was in the clip already. There's a bunch of governors, and it's more than, I think it's more than three states, that signed off on those so-called vaccine passports. They outlawed them. See, the thing is, with more people, I mean, we can do this in a nonviolent way. Nonviolent non-participation. Just don't take it. But the fucked up thing about it, especially dealing with these kids, is one of those situations where I talked to so many women, said that, well, I'm taking the shot because I want to protect my children. And the thing is, as far as the kids getting the shots, if the parents don't allow it, then there's really no argument. Mm-hmm. And it's at a point where now we're already divided. You know, it's a civil war within the United States itself, like you were saying, mm-hmm. like the premise of the show, whatever.
Right.
But like vaccinated. I'm still like right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And a lot of these people was even brainwashed even before this vaccine thing came along anyway.
Well,
just like
healthy.
Now. Right, exactly. Just like now, what the mainstream news is not talking about, there is a big major political component connected to this also. So they're not talking about now in all those states that Biden supposedly won, the damn voting machines is rigged. But you still
right.
got people who believe that
yeah.
Biden won. But these are the same people who believe this virus is real, and these are the same people who going out here getting the shots, and these are the same people still walking around in these fucking masks. Just like here, for example, the past 2 weeks, it was basically like in the high 80s, early 90s. You still got people walking around in masks. But now, depending on what area you are, though, here, now if you go into the area with the hardcore whites, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, they're not wearing these masks. And unfortunately, the majority of people I do see wearing a mask are us, or people who look like us in skin color.
Now,
but that shows you the mindset of the people.
Now, let's go with that because I'm glad you brought that up to play. According to how this mask simulation is working, it's supposed to be identify you as being a conservative or a liberal. They feel that they don't even have to use color no more. Color's gone for the alien. I mean, I'll get to the alien shit.
Right, right.
They don't care about
but
the color.
But the chip that thing about it, bruh, I've already talked to people, black and white people, said that they got the shot, they still wearing the mask.
Right. because they, some of them don't want to be identified, and if you just said it's being political side, because Congress and the House and the Senate, they trying to make it where they got to wear a mask. You know, Nancy, all these people are, if you're looking at what's going on in politics, everybody, because it's part of this, of the ML, they got to wear, those who say they don't want a mask, which would be like Rand Paul, for those of you listening, the white world listening, Rand Paul, who's going against Fauci, shows that if you are against the mask, they're dumping you into a category, regardless of your skin color, your ideology, thinking, or whatever. They're going by them. They're using the mask, everybody, as an identifier of who and what we're dealing with. All they got to do is scan with the new technology to see what, how much. They can tell by the population who's wearing a mask right now. In Florida, it might be 60-40. 60 ain't, 40 are.
Right.
So it can go.
Hey,
it can
before the next caller comes in, I got to mention this. I think I sent you the article last week. The state
right
of Oregon
here.
Has already passed the bill that they're saying that the businesses can go ahead and come up with some type of program to identify people who's been vaccinated has been not. So Oregon
right.
is one of them states. It's
Oregon.
But now, like now, I said, the rest of them, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, like I
but
said,
now here
in
Illinois, the governor for right now, they're not going to come up with no vaccine passport. But he did mention that, well, to prove that you're vaccinated, you got to carry a doctor's note on you, which the dude did say in that clip. But that's
yeah.
basically it for right now.
Now did y'all
but like
hear,
I said,
now,
the PSYOP was done. You
yeah,
know,
but you heard what state? You heard what the dude? I'm playing a connection here. Dr. Gilbert, France. The adoption of what going to jail is from France. Everything I'm telling y'all, France controls almost 60 to 70% of Africa. Better go look it up. These countries are
right.
Hold up. I brought many people from these countries on that speaks French. I had the Congolese woman when we did the show 2-3 years ago. Y'all listening? She spoke French. And then the Haitians, I'm telling y'all, you can play games with Black America if you want to. But see, history has a way of showing itself. You are connected to the Louisiana Purchase, the major city. I think that brother who sent me that St. Louis, that St. Louis information was the bomb. I told you from factual information that St. Louis was the hub. St. Louis was one of the oldest cities in America, and it had the most free blacks, and so did New Orleans. St. Louis and New Orleans is the only way, if you look at those two cities, to find the true civil rights history, because those blacks were the first to be used as being guinea pigs for civil rights because they were free, and they tried to strip them of their rights. And those are the areas controlled by the Grand Orient Lodge of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand and all of the so-called Moroccan Moors. All of them was in cahoots with this area. And today we act like we forgot. Like we forgot what's going on. Not you personally, but I'm talking to those out there.
And going to the CDC website, it's a lot of interesting information, even though it's a lot of bullshit. February 11th, remember this day, February 11th, 2020, which is Black History Month, the World Health Organization announced official name for the disease that is causing the 2019 novel coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, China. The World Health Organization came up with the name. It didn't say anything about no doctors or scientists or anything like that. And look up who's running the World Health Organization, Klaus Schwab. I bet you a lot of people don't even know that.
They don't even know who Klaus Schwab is, many of them. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then who's Klaus Schwab? He's using the World Health Organization. And who they got? A black face. Tedros.
There you go.
Tedros of Ethiopia, everybody. But no one likes to talk this stuff because you know what? It makes you uncomfortable. But
and
that's
stop
what the
saying that it's white people doing this shit. And more or less, we got to place the blame equally. Because there's black people involved in this in this whole facade, whatever. A lot of us don't even want to say that.
I got you coming in now. 7696.
I'm done.
Jump in. 7696. Stay with me. Mute yourself. I'll bring you back. Go ahead. 7696. Go ahead.
How everybody doing? How you doing, brother? This is Brother D, St. Louis.
That's right, St. Louis. Appreciate you.
What's up?
I had wanted to comment about what they done did. The main thing in people's household, you got to understand, is like people like my age, a little bit older, younger, all our parents are old now. So they turned up the fear in their mind. And the family gonna always make sure mama okay. If your mama is tied up in this fear and with these masks and these vaccinations and all that type of stuff, it gonna turn the family into that because it's throwing it like you protecting mama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Our daddy, you know what I'm saying? Most people don't have daddies, but I just say the mama because people more so, because that's who got this, the fear turned up, the women. These older women, you know what I'm saying? They
mm-hmm.
so scared. I'm talking about they so scared, they thinking about death. That's the one thing. That's why they got all those elders in the hospital and killed them. I ain't going to say that COVID killed them. I'm going to just say they killed them because that's the easiest way to kill somebody, to get them in the hospital. And a lot of these people, they forget what they put on their driver's license. Be a donor. That's
right.
The worst thing I think you can do. So if you just say you a donor, they can just put you in the file. So they can, you know, I'm just saying, you know, people always say the government ain't gonna do nothing. Or the government, like, they got people going to get a vaccination. And the government always done set up societies all across the board. Here, all across the world. The microwave that Hitler then was talking about is the microwave that they talking about now. The same microwave that they said them people walked into microwaves over in Germany, and not the Nazi Germany when they was killing all those people.
Right.
They said
they
walked into microwaves. But they didn't know they was in a microwave. They thought they was in a camp. And they slowly cooked them until whatever happened to them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because I don't see nobody just walking in somewhere and they know you finna die. It's going to be a fight. I don't care. I'm just saying somebody going to fight. You're going to have to pull me up off the ground. You have to pull me up off the ground and pull me in that. I'm just saying, you know, it ain't going to be no fight. That's fear with the media and what they use the media, what they use over there in Germany, they use the radio, in the television to keep pumping the
propaganda.
Fear. Yeah, they keep pumping it up, and that's what got everybody shook up. The elders, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I'm only 46, and damn right I'm thinking about death. I'm talking about I'm looking at people around that they are passing, not just because of this COVID stuff, just period. I'm saying just period, you get just to period. Start thinking about dying, you know what I'm saying, once you get a certain age, and that's what people are doing with the COVID, because I know a lot of older women, and they shook up. They scared. I'm talking about I know people that still haven't came outside pretty much. They don't go around people, but I tell them, I say, you just order some takeout food. Somebody just made that. So you need to come out your shell because
right.
I think somebody just made this
yeah,
that you don't even know.
That you don't even know. Here come an Uber driver. Here comes an Uber driver. You don't even know.
Yeah, I feel you.
You
don't know the person.
And the company's making money off of that. They know what they're doing, bruh. Amazon, everything
that.
Being delivered to you now. Come on.
Yeah.
But you got people who steadily go to the grocery store. They buying stuff. I'm talking about. I'm just like they going crazy, but that's what got the fear at an all time high right now because people don't. I don't want my mom to pass. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to pass, not due to no COVID or anything got to do with that. So I understand that.
Stay with me, brother. I'm going to go with you real quick. Now, you said something that was so deep. You said the older people, the women, and I've seen this everywhere, where older husbands and older wives that live together, the wife is old, she's scared, she has to where she's, they don't want to see their kids, they're scared for the kids to come over. Do you know the connection that we are losing with the elderly? This is done on purpose. Because if the elderly is scared, you have cut off all wisdom. If the elderly has been frightened to death, the younger people will only get taught by our grandparents or our grandfathers. And I can attest to this, and I'm going to put you back in. You are absolutely correct. This is a number one thing. I told you, it's vaccinated versus unvaccinated today. We are choosing connections of each other based off a vaccine that has never been tested. It's been emergency use only, which means they can do whatever they want to you, just like you said with the Germans. Let's go there.
One more thing.
Get in there. The so-called
devil that the music industry talk about, that was created here. That black man that they say the devil is, it was created in St. Louis. You know,
you looked at the story I sent you. Hold on. Stay with me. That
the
video was so deep.
That's what the jazz and the blues, the jazz and the blues and the devil to make the deal, they started right here in St. Louis. The devil
came to get your contract right in St. Louis.
That the so-called devil that the industry talk about that was created right here in St. Louis.
I got the clip, and the clip was so deep, and it went into everything we talked about. It said how the French, and he said that the St. Louis was founded by black people as well, because during the time they had the war with Hispaniola, and they brought blacks in who was from the Haiti area and brought them in. They did all the surveying for it. That's why you got DeSabo and LaSalle up in Chicago, because they was given permission by the Grand Orient Lodges.
And they're getting ready to rename Lakeshore Drive after DuSable. Why now?
Yeah. See, I know. It's all about the cult world. We keep saying it. But go ahead. Now, Brother D, that tape, where'd you get that? Because that should be taught to.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I was just mad. And Chicago, let's make this clear. These cities were so up to date. They even mentioned in the document, they said, well, at the time of our coming, everybody was coming here. Chicago was a cow pasture. It was just for Chicago. Yeah, it wasn't no Chicago. And that's where all your beef steak come from. Because remember, St. Clair made a movie. Those who don't know about the meat industry, all you got to read a book called something by St. Clair. I can't think of the name of the book right offhand now. But he talked about the packing industry of meat in Chicago, and it was a pasture. It was just for steaks and eating and getting your cattle together. And look at it today.
That's the neighborhood here called Back of the Yards. That's where all the meat packing houses was at.
That's right. That's where
the National Stockyards was here around this area, the National Stockyards.
Now, man, let me ask you.
Everybody moved to Texas.
If everybody moved to Texas. Now, what's the? I mean, because that to me was magnificent. It said to me, how many free blacks? It said the free blacks was so. It was tons of us free. I mean, we were rich. What's the psyche of the blacks there now that was once probably one of the richest groups in America?
I'm gonna tell you like this. It's like really like it's kind of weird around here. It's like it's so segregated around here, where it's still segregated. Like it's black and white, but at the same time, the black people who got that bread, they don't fuck with niggas. I'm just keeping it light. They don't fuck with niggas. I'm
bourgeoisie
totally,
class. Yeah.
Yes. I'm talking about. It's like they don't even speak your language. You know, you rarely see them around here because you know the type of this city ain't set up for you to see a lot of money, but it's a lot of money around here. But you know how you go to New York or Chicago, how you just see it. You know, you see there's a lot of stuff going
yeah.
on. Here, it's corrupt in its own little way. You know, just how the city and how they politics are. You're like each city, like for instance. You got St. Charles, St. Louis City, and St. Louis County. It's in the same area within 10 minutes, 15 minutes apart, and they all had different laws on the COVID stuff. It's like it had everybody mess up. You cross one town, you don't have to wear your mask. You cross over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just real crazy.
Right.
Like,
so
it's not
there you
all
go.
Together.
There you go.
You know, it's not all together here.
I put this together through the experience that I'm seeing across the country. From y'all and from what I'm seeing physically, everywhere it's going to be a class war. It ain't about black and white. It's going to be vaccinated. Let me get some more callers in here. I got my man coming
that's
on.
That's where it's starting
at. Yes. Yeah, y'all stay with me. Y'all on the panel. Once y'all get started, y'all connected. Don't get loose. Just keep yourself on mute. If you have to do anything that makes noise, please do that for the benefit of the sound of the program. 1300, you on the heels.
Okay, sorry about that, bro. I was muted there. Yes, sir, man. Great show. Great
information. Hold on. Don't come on yet. I got to stay with me.
Right.
I'm bringing you on. I'm about to hype you up. About to hype you up. So get ready. Just get ready.
No, but
okay, let me go to 6661.
Hey, what's up, bro? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you quite very well, loud and clear.
Oh man. Can we say the great Masonic conspiracy? When I hear, you know, keywords like St. Clair and when we talk about all the great Illuminati St. Clair and the bloodline, when we talk about those robber barons and those big people that came to Ellis Island and the entranceway of New York and that were also pirates, St. Clair and St. Clair, same people, and when we look at that bloodline and we look at the connection that they had in Hong Kong and Tokyo and the Silk Road and all that, man,
yeah.
This is one big mass conspiracy, and all I say is all we have to do is know who the friends and the foe is, but everybody's going to have to be on one accord now. We're going to have to know who we're going to need to be with and who we're going to need to, yeah, you on some other stuff. I can't hang with you because you still small-minded. But one thing we have to do is, in the midst of that, it's going to have to be survival. You know, it's going to have to be survival of the fittest. And one thing about the elderly, we're gonna have to protect them for real on everything that we love. We gotta
yeah.
protect the elderly because
yeah.
that
if
is the lifeline. Because
I hope they listen. They get mad. The elderly get mad when you tell them that this is made up. It's like, huh? You don't believe this is made up? You believe this is actually something that is, you know, can't be, you know, it's amazing, but the elderly should be protected. I agree. But go ahead. Finish up, and I'm going to get go ahead.
Well, you know, as we come to the age of this cancel culture, ignorance is really, really bliss right now. And so all the like minds. We have to form a pact, and we have to also look at just like the preppers. You start prepping. We got to start prepping because right now we're heading for superinflation, and they're defaulting this economy on purpose, as we see. They're defaulting. They say, okay, we're going to sabotage this shit, and we're going to intentionally ruin it. Free monopoly money. It's intentional. They're sabotaging the system intentionally. So right now, hey, Trump blew the horn. It's up for us to listen. Hotel.
Yeah, and let's go with the hotel, brother. Peace. Now, that horn blowing, I didn't say for y'all to worship Trump. I said the symbols and signs given by Trump was part of what is called occult craft, occult ritual. He put in place. Now, what's going on now is going to be about this vaccinated and unvaccinated, because they know that black folks are on board. Just look at our celebrities. Yet they made the video without the mask on. So did they take the shots? This is what you better ask yourself. Now, the money game is a part of this, y'all. The money game is a part of this. The money game is a part of this. I'm just going to play before I bring my man on. He coming on next because I told him.
Yeah. They got John Legend doing shot commercials with Walgreens.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. They got all the celebrities. They use every celebrity that you could come up with, because a celebrity is the star systems. See, they know that they, by calling you celebrities, and y'all look up celebrity, and they call you celestial, that y'all stars, and so they know these stars can emanate off light, and that's why it says, so give me light. So what light are you getting is the question. Whose light? And then they beam it off you, and you're looking at them on their television on a regular basis, and you're being induced by all kind of aphrodisiac, meaning from drugs to sex, because this is the game of how they induce the mind. The mind needs to stay relaxed in order to really have a good function. If it's always hypered up, it's going to make you even more crazy. Those who are hypered up already, I'm telling y'all, listen carefully, women. You have to listen to me, because you know, oh, he ain't a motherfucking woman. Fuck him. But I got children, and children can have offspring and all. So I'm going to tell you something. When they give your kids this shot, like you got the money for the last shot, remember they was giving them shots because you kept saying they hyper? So this shot they're going to give these ones now, they're going to come home to haunt your asses. You think they hyper now? When they shoot your kid, who you claim already getting shots because you're getting paid, some of y'all getting paid to have your children shot up. Don't play. They're going to shot your kids up with enough shit to make them pretty hyper. Now they want to give them this real one here. This one's going to be activational. Now, if they come home and want to kill your ass, don't blame nobody but yourself. Let's go to Wall Street right quick. Now, I'm going to play this clip because I got to bring this brother on. Wall Street under German control. You say, well, he making that up. Oh, yeah, he making that up. Okay. Wall Street ain't under deep Germany. It's under the Ashkenazi German control. That's all. I told you the names being a lot. You calling them Jew ain't going to do nothing but give them magical powers. Because you know ain't no J, so how are you calling them that? It's magical powers. But they are now already getting ready to start war. War 3 is in full effect. Cyber attacks. Y'all thinking about the old world war, but watch Indiana Jones. This new one, way technology. All they going to do, which would be, between a certain time, I will not know the time, but you will be preparing yourself for this time. They're going to put a magnet. Man told you from France. He said, I'm going to put electromagnetic. All they're going to do is shoot one over America. What's one? When the time comes. And have y'all ever been without electricity?
That colonial pipeline could have been a test too, bro.
That was a test. Ain't no doubt about it. They showed us panicking. They showed us panicking. They showed us everything. Now they're going to go and do the next test. They're going to shoot down a city, maybe big or small, mainly probably mid-small, and cause its electronics to go completely out like they did in Texas. Already did it. See, I'm already saying what the man said they're going to do. This is Dr. Gilbert that y'all better look up immediately after this program. France is really behind everything that you might not think. Just like St. Louis, the Golden Arches. Just look up the Grand Lodge Arch and go look up the St. Louis Arch. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. And then go look up McDonald's. The number one eight food.
You deserve a break today.
Yeah, you deserve a break. That's right. Here is only 3 minutes of what my man going to come on and tell you. The reset is in. You are the reset. The reset is in. You are the reset. Plain and simple. Human beings are being reset. That's the reset. The man told you they're going to biologically do by shooting children with this chemical that you have no idea what it is. It's setting up for the reset, and your children will be the next victim of Wall Street.
Dr. Sutton, you wrote 3 series of books while you were a research fellow at the Hoover Institute. Can you give me basically the background of the content of these series?
Yes, the series I wrote at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University concerned the transfers of Western technology to the Soviet Union, and essentially comprised 3 individual books. Each book covers a period of time since 1917.
And then you wrote a second series of books on Wall Street.
Yes, these were trade books. In other words, they're not academic books. They're written for the general public. They concerned the build-up of the 3 types of socialism, Bolshevik socialism in Russia, what we might call welfare socialism in the United States, and Hitlerian or national socialism. And each book examines the financing and the contributions made by Wall Street, by international bankers, to the development of that specific form of socialism.
Now, in your research and analysis and your efforts to bring out the facts about what was going on in our society, did you encounter any effort to discourage you, to prevent you from bringing out the background of America's involvement in the financing of international communism?
Yes, very definitely. For example, when I was at the Hoover Institution in 1972, I went to Miami Beach to give some testimony before the Republican National Committee. And although a congressman had hand-delivered to the wire services this testimony, which was later printed, the wire services refused to transmit it to the newspapers. Then when I got back to the Hoover Institution in California, I was called into the office of the director, and I was told in no uncertain terms not to make any more speeches like that, and that this information should not be made public.
This was the information that we were giving the Soviet Union the technology to develop its war potential?
Oh, yes. At that time, we were in Vietnam, and as you know, the Soviets were supplying the North Vietnamese.
This was 1972?
1972, yes. And, for example, I knew that the Gorky plant, which was built by the Ford Motor Company, the Gorky plant in Russia produces the GAZ, a series of vehicles. The GAZ vehicles had been seen on Ho Chi Minh Trail. We were supplying equipment to the Gorky plant in the middle of the Vietnamese War, and these trucks were being used to carry ammunition supplies, which were killing Americans. I thought this was morally wrong, and I said so in Miami Beach and at the Hoover Institution. And it was this type of information that was suppressed.
And so what eventually happened as far as your activities at the Hoover Institution were concerned?
Well, I didn't pay much heed to the warnings. I published a book called National Suicide in the following year, which summarized our assistance to the Soviets, our military assistance to the Soviets. And when that book came out, again, there was great pressure to stop the book. There was pressure on both the publishers and me personally. And I felt I couldn't take this, and a few years later, I just left the Hoover Institution. Since 1975, I've been an independent author without any ties whatsoever.
Let's go a little bit into the background of the financing of the German war machine that we fought in the period 1941 to 1945. Could we start, first of all, with the original financing of Hitler between 1922 and 1923, when he was first making his effort to come into prominence in Germany?
The original financing of Hitler, that's in the years 1922, came only partly from Germany. One of the most prominent Americans concerned with financing Hitler was Henry Ford. In fact, Henry Ford received a medal in 1938 for his assistance to the early Nazi Party. Then, of course, Hitler had his attempted push in 1923. He went to jail, and then we begin another era in the rise of Hitler.
Right, and of course, he eventually came to power in 1933 by the electoral process. What about the financing of Hitler's electoral activities in 1933?
This I can trace. I have traced it very exactly. I discovered amongst the Nuremberg records a series of bank transfer slips to the Delbruck-Schickler Bank in Berlin to an account which was under the control of Rudolf Hess. And this was the fund that was used to finance Hitler's access to power in March 1973. And amongst the corporations that transferred money to Hitler, I find not only R.G. Farben, which is quite widely known, but also German General Electric, AEG, which is under the control of General Electric in the United States, or was at that time, and companies like Osram and...
Now, what was the tie-in between Osram and General Electric?
The tie-in was a share tie-in. International General Electric in the United States had controlling interest in German General Electric and also through share interlocks, a controlling interest in Osram in Germany.
Yeah. I can go all day. I want to get that in because we're going back to my brother right here going to come in and give us this really update on what's going on and what we need to be thinking about as far as economics here in America. Your pensions are all tied up to this. Yeah, I just said Hess. Who's Hess? How about Hess Gas Station? How about Hess, who owns the New York Jets? Yes, this is about to get deep. And you know George Bush? Ain't seen him lately because guess what? His father, Prescott Bush, was part of the Nazi Party as well. So we are under a very, very elite group.
Hey, bro.
And it's getting deep.
Hey, bro.
Go.
Hey, did you hear where they say how they finance Henry Ford?
Yeah, Henry Ford.
Oh my goodness!
Henry Ford. That's why that's why a lot of this is so unbelievable. What's taking place in America? It has already started. Get a brother in here, brother. What's up, brother? Put you in here. I want you to go. You've been telling us about this for a long, long time. Crypto is being put onto the mix. We see that they financing all the same players are in place right now. Even Pfizer is part of Germany. Pfizer's part of Germany, so let's hear it, man. Let's go.
Yep. Okay, what's up, family? Greetings. My name's Dr. Juice. Everybody know I've been part of Helios Biblios family for a while. Just, I need everybody, before I even start, just clear your mind right now. Just, like, don't think of nothing that's going on right now in the United States. Do that with me for five seconds. Okay, boom. Now, we got that out of our mind. Now I want you to come back to a global mindset. I want you to be concerned with going on with what's going on in the world, because that's how all of this is going to tie in. And so I'm somewhat of a independent global financial analyst. I'd like to analyze all the currencies. I like to keep my eyes on what the central banks of the world are doing. And also, I like to just watch what the super rich does, how they move, you know, their different hedging and how they position themselves financially around the world. And so if we want to keep up with this thing is called the Global Currency Reset. The GCR is what it's called. And this is basically where these derivatives, if anybody know what a derivative is, Let me kind of break it down what a derivative is. A derivative is something that's attached to something like an asset. It could be asset. It could be a commodity. It could be whatever. But what they do, they hedge against this. And so while they're hedging against the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar is devaluing. They're not going to tell you this. You're going to have to see the numbers. So what's been happening with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, this is where which we was talking about, the WHO. And Drybone, that was a good, great article you just played, because one of the major big players of Germany is Deutsche Bank. If anybody ever heard of this bank, Deutsche Bank is like the granddaddy of all the euro, the currency that's called the euro. If anybody know what the euro is. Okay, These are they got four currencies that are part of the SDR, the special drawing rights through the IMF. The IMF is the International Monetary Fund. I know this stuff kind of complicated, dog, but you gotta write this stuff down and go do your own research.
Keep it going. They can replay. They can replay. Okay. But keep it going. You're going good.
Okay. So what's going on? China has been trying to get into the basket, the special drawing rights, since 2016. So China is like, man, when I tell you China is like 40, maybe 50% of global trade. They just want everything right now. And so what the IMF, which is European ran and also part of the new, you can go right up to New York, they got a big place up there. They got the United Nations, then they have the IMF right here located out of the United States. But the IMF is for all the international currencies. Get what I'm saying? So what's happening is all these international currencies, including the U.S. dollar, have been weighing this basket down, and they've been getting special privileges. So what's happening now, that's why Iran tried to make a little run, and also Saudi Arabia. See, they're not letting these other – if you ever heard of the G7, if anybody know what the G7 is, that's the Global 7. They came together, I think it was Iran, India,
Russia,
some other ones. Russia, you'll get into that. So this is why right now, family, where we are, that was a great article that you played, because what they're doing, they're competing for global dominance right now everywhere. And that's what the whole corona was about, because we are in the middle of a global reset of the currencies, the dollars, whatever money that whatever nation or whatever country uses. So but they needed the deflection to get the people distracted while they do all this backdoor banking right in front of your eyes, family. If you got any money in the bank, you can see right now that most of the U.S. banks are charging you to deposit your money now. That's because you're no longer a depositor. You are an investor now.
And overdraft fees.
Correct.
They could have skipped that doing. Go ahead. But keep going. Go.
You are now an investor. So what that means is if you read the fine print, I don't care what they say about FDI insured. Your money is not insured. Family, you need to do the same thing that the millionaires and the super rich are doing. They're hedging their assets. You cannot put your money in bank. So what they're trying to do now, they're trying to kind of slip the cryptos in. And so that's where you see this Bitcoin going off that Dogecoin. You got all these cryptocurrencies are coming up now. Mm-hmm. These are these corrupt bankers that are trying to funnel their money out without having to pay capital gains taxes, because they got all this wealth, but now they're hogging the wealth. So that's why what's happening is with this SDR, I keep telling you about the special drawing rights, they know that there's going to be a world collapse of all currencies, which will in return make every currency reach what they call parity. Parity is a price concept that's used for securities, commodities, and basically assets. And what they do, parity means they pair, they equal. So everybody's like, wait a minute. I'm getting right now for the euro, I'm getting $1.50. Or then you go to the, now let's go back to Brexit now. Notice they're not saying nothing about Brexit. Right now the UK has separated itself from the European Union.
That's right.
That's been a whole year. So what I'm saying, family, you got to hedge yourself. You got to put yourself in position. Let me tell you a real quick story, right quick, drive on, then I'm gonna sum this up.
Right.
I have home insurance through one of Warren Buffett's company. It's a big company that Warren Buffett owns. It's called Berkshire Hathaway.
That's right.
These people sent me a letter of cancellation because they're no longer covering home loans, home properties. So what is that telling me? That telling me we're going to get ready to almost probably, that means we're in a bubble right now as far as real estate is. That's what they're telling me. Because they don't even want to insure properties anymore. So now I got to go try to shoot around and go find some new home insurer. So, and I'm praying that, and then now this Warren Buffett, this supposed to be a guy who is a financial guru. What does that tell me about Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett is positioning himself to get out of the market. He's positioning himself. They came out with a new CEO over Berkshire Hathaway. He's stepping down.
Right.
Bill Gates' wife is leaving him. Jeff Bezos' wife is leaving him. Family, pay attention to the sign.
That's right.
And the symbol. We are in the middle of a global currency collapse. And you got to position yourself into something like precious metals, something like land. You need to position yourself in tangible assets. Tangible assets, that means something you can put your hands on. Nothing digital. That's why they're trying to digitize all the currency. Family, we haven't had a fiscal budget in the United States, in about 6-7 years? We got to pay attention to these signs, family. What's going to happen? There's going to be 10 days of darkness that's going to come. They're going to start shutting down power. They're going to start shutting down internet. And if you're not ready, like the brother just said, if you're not prepping water, food, canned goods, you are going to suffer tremendously. You must position yourself. You must prepare yourself for this. Stop worrying about goofy stuff going on trips right now. Stop all of that. They are using the corona for division and control.
Just like you
talked about classism. That they're going to use this financially as well. You're not going to be able to go in a bank unless you have that mark, unless you have the, some people call it the mark of the beast. But, hey, family, it's just, it is what it is. It's technology, and it's AI technology. It's going to take over. They're trying to dehumanize you is what it is, the people that are in control of this. They want to make you as less of a human as possible. That's how you know it's something heavy. It's something spiritual. It's something extraterrestrial.
Something spiritual.
And they're
something
trying
special.
To...
Yeah, I like how you put that. Go ahead. Now, let me ask you. Now, we get some questions out here. Those of you who got property, what you suggest they do, if any, I'm gonna start bringing some real estate agents in here and some people. I'm gonna bring brother what's name back here another week or two for the housing authority here in Miami, because we see that 50 people are waiting for a house as if it was a movie theater. To see how much they could bid on these houses, and this market is hyped.
They're hedging. They're hedging out of the dollars. What they're doing? Correct. They call it hedging. They call that taking the money and hedging it.
So if you sell, you say,
I got a question.
Should you sell? Go ahead. Get a question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. Hey, good morning, bro. This is Brother D from Chicago. Hey. All right. Now, within the past year. Especially up here in Cook County, which you know was largest counties here in Illinois, involved Chicago. When this whole COVID-19 thing went down, a lot of people didn't know that they actually devaluated a lot of the real estate here, especially in the city of Chicago and the suburbs. Just like, for example, say you had a house here that was worth maybe $200,000-$300,000. Because of the COVID situation, just saying that because people lost their jobs and people weren't able to afford to rent whatever, they dropped the value all the way to like $19,000. Are they doing the same thing in your location?
Well, yes and no. Well, because the area I live in is very rural. Drive on to tell you. We got lands, acres and acres, lakes, waterways, all different types
of
canals.
The belly of Florida.
We're right in the Central Hills. Yeah, for sure. We're like in the Orlando area, south of Orlando. So, here, everybody's moving here, which is making the value sustain itself. So what's happening probably in your area, you're probably having a lot of foreclosures and whatnot that they're not telling the public about. And so
people are leaving there. That's correct.
Yeah, that's what's happening. So, that's why that land is devaluing.
Let me ask you something, because I'm hearing from a lot of people in real estate and everything talking about people coming into Florida, coming into Georgia, coming into Texas. Listen to the states I'm naming. Coming into what's the one with the Dakota? That Dakota, they bringing people in. California is a serious influx of people leaving. Chicago, New York had a serious influx. Florida is inundated. My part is inundated.
A lot of people move to Arizona too.
Arizona, but you got to have money. That you got to be ready to position in that part of Florida he in, because That part of Florida is rural. That land is valued. You can do a lot with rural land. I'm going to ask you a question with a lot of you. And you could, all, our part of Florida, which is Miami, is so congested. Only thing they could do now is build up. They can only build up now, everybody, because you can't go into the Everglades. If you ever flew to Miami, you will see all this green grass before you see city. Mm-hmm. That is the Everglades. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about how you can't go into the Everglades, that's an ecosystem. They already put genetic mosquitoes down there in the Keys. We don't even hear about it. Yeah. See how they did that to us? They put genetic modified mosquitoes, and right now you don't hear nothing about it on your news, but guess what? They scare in the Keys. So be careful if you go into the Keys. I don't know what these mosquitoes can do to you, but they might shoot you with the coronavirus. That's all I'm going to say. Keep it going, brother. Finish up.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's flocking here because the laws are more relaxed. And, you know, everybody know what's going on with DeSantis, the governor here. He's basically saying, hey, you don't have to have, we're not implementing vaccine passports here. So, hey, that's what it is. And until some new governor gets in, that's the way it is going to be in Florida. But you've always had people retired to Florida. I mean, we snowbirds come down here every year. You know,
every
I
year.
Know for a fact. I used to work with a
Chicago,
with a,
Atlanta.
Exactly.
New York City, they all here.
Yeah, we call them snowbirds because they get in the traffic and hold up the traffic. They, you know, they drive all slow 15 miles per hour while they're, you know, enjoying the sceneries and whatnot. Florida's a beautiful place, family. So that goes back to what I said. You got any savings right now, man? You got 401k, anything, bro, go get it. Go get it if it's still there. Because I've been trying to warn people for the last 2 years about your 401k and your thrift plans or whatever they call them. Get
now,
that money,
man, question.
And roll that
question.
Money over into precious
Let
milk.
Me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question because, see, we thought – see, now they got people now are going to be in a retired state. If y'all got 20 years on your job, listen carefully. Those you retire, you better check – you better look at what you can get now and do something with it. But those who got to go through these county entities – if you quit, you can get all your money. That's how it works. Say your company might give you 90 grand out of 100-some thousand dollars they claim that you got. If you quit, they want you to quit. So to quit, you got to quit to get this money. How do we tell people to look at this now? Because now it's a battle for resources. Should we wait till our resources? Say, for instance, if I got 100,000 this week, I might not have but 50,000 next year. So if I don't do something within the span of this reset, I could be finished. You understand where I'm coming from? Like, if I don't do something drastic to get the major amount of money that my body has put in to sweat equity, I better get it now because if I don't, it'll be gone by that so-called fake retirement age. Speak on that one.
Correct. Absolutely. And family, just a real quick disclaimer. Hey, this is for educational purposes. I'm not telling you what to do with your money. I'm just suggesting. You get what I'm saying? So take this information and take it on your leisure and go and research it.
That's right.
I challenge you to research everything I'm telling you right now because that's the way I am. I never just take anything for word value. I always go back and do my research and check the sources and
not
whatever.
Today you can.
So, yeah. Well, exactly. Well, I'm just telling you, go and if you're not the type of person that updates your portfolios, you go in, you just trust in whatever your employer put you on, listen, that is you're probably one of the people that they're going to target. So what you want to do, okay, say, fans, you say you want to go get $100,000. Now, I'm quite sure with they got hardship policy set up, and we're definitely in a hardship position right now dealing with this coronavirus. So I suggest you try to withdraw some of your money so you're not penalized that much. But here's the catch-22, family. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to invest it? Are you going to hedge it? Or are you going to just piss it away? So I cannot reiterate this enough. I don't care if you just go buy an empty lot right beside and I'm going to tell you something else that's going to be real, real, real in demand. Parking lots. Buy you a slab of concrete and fence it up, and then especially with these truckers because they're the only ones right now really existing as far as in the job market right now. So don't listen to none of this stuff CNN is saying, MSNBC. You need to, family, go and get you some alternative media sources because they are part of this whole conspiracy. They are part of this whole reset and deflection that they want the American and also people of the citizens of the world. Family, go look up a term called the Saint Germain Trust. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that. Also, you want to go and look up, you get this? You getting this down? All of this should link up with Nasera and Jacera. Remember, we talked about that before in the past, drive on. But we are definitely, you see all the signs. You can see the signs. The super riches, they're choosing Singapore now as a safe haven. People used to choose gold as the safe haven. But what's happening is all the gold has been hoarded. So now we got to, I'm going to tell you something that's going to be good. They put an investment in mining companies, gold mining, silver mining companies. Put just a little bit of your investment into that. But as far as 100,000, you say you got 50,000 left over, drop on. You want to let something stay in there just in case this thing
just
takes
a
turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't, the way we're going right now, bro, is straight downhill, bro. We're going, you can check. They're printing up so much money right now, bro. It's ridiculous.
Trillions.
And so
they print up trillions. Yep. Now, we got to realize a stimulus check is coming next month. But those of you who don't know this, you should be getting $1,400 next month. This is, I got this from Dave's own sources, which is the Biden White House. They have come to grips. They must give you another one. They got $6 trillion more. I mean, think about the money. Now, ask yourself percentage-wise, everybody. Let's be real, percentage-wise. Out of all the money, that's what I tell people, like Brother Eddie say on Wednesday night with Antoinette, the numbers. If the numbers do math.
The 14 is a 5.
Right. Yeah. So these numbers thing is adding up. Y'all better listen on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. I ain't making no joke out this one. Y'all better start listening to how this thing is funny, because your mind is mathematical. Your mind is mathematical. It only will do what you calculated to do. If you don't calculate it enough, it will do nothing, and you become in a negative. But what's happening with our brains today, what the man told you, I'm going to keep real, Dr. Pierre Gilbert, 1995, I'm at the Million Man March. This man made a speech. No one told me they were going to vaccinate me in the future. That ain't no good prophecy right there. Now, I'm going to give you a prophecy. What you heard today is pure factual prophecy. It means that what we say is factual. If you look up the word gospel in any concordance or lexicon or Latin dictionary, it means factual information. Gospel means that.
Mm-hmm.
All you church.
Hey, y'all, and I'm going to give you some more facts. Now, this shows you where some of our mindset is at, what we're doing with a lot of this so-called free money. I had to go to 5 different shoe stores last week. I had to go all out in the suburbs just to find 1 or 2 pairs of shoes in my size, because all the stores I went to, they were all sold out. So I don't know if it's due to a shortage or their kids are out here buying.
What size shoe you got, man?
What it is, bro?
10 and a half.
What it is, bro? Not that they're sold out. It's not that they're sold out. There is just a lack of stock. I meant to say not stock, but a lack of trade coming in. Because think about all the shoes and everything comes international. You remember that tanker was stuck in that canal for about a month or so.
That's what did it. That's what did it. The penis blocked the passage. They had the penis block up the so-called pass. I'm going to give you all the code size so y'all can jump. And your trade in goods, your children come out. So your trade, your commodities couldn't come out. So when your commodity, she aborted the baby, because when you can't trade, what happens? It's called abortion. That's why they're pushing abortion, because they're aborting your commerce. And guess what happened? We don't get your commerce. Your baby can't come out. It's called breach.
Breach. I love it. Yep.
Let's keep
going.
Like breach the contract.
It's a masterful plan. It's a masterful plan what they're doing to implement
masterful.
This. Yeah,
unbelievable masterful. I love this shit.
Vaccine, bro. Listen, family, real quick facts. If you already had the corona, you automatically immune. So you don't need a vaccine. Your body has already immunized itself. You already beat it.
That means your body was healthy enough to beat it. If your body couldn't beat the coronavirus, you better go take some more shit because something ain't right. Let me play something that's going to be back up everything. Now, stay with me. Stay with me, everybody. We're going to get deeper now. See, I know you thought it was a joke, but you already cashless. You already 90% cashless.
Somewhere in the near future, physical money will become like these, relics of a different age, and will only be found in places like this. In other words, hard cash will disappear. It will become electronic, transferred by things like these. So what's the rush to get rid of cash? And what's the cost? Let's face it, money is cumbersome for consumers and banks.
You need to mint the cash, you need to print the bills, you need to transport them in armored trucks, store it in secure vaults, and you need to sort it at the till as well.
Operating in cash costs countries about 0.5% of their GDP every year. But cost isn't the only incentive to move towards a cashless future.
Demand is rising, primarily demand from young generations who are looking for fast, easy-to-use means of payments.
Digital payments aren't just easy, they're neat.
It becomes easier for governments to monitor tax evasion and fraud, so we will have less of that going on, probably.
Having every single payment automatically recorded is efficient, but there's a downside.
Let's assume, for example, that a country that used to be democratic, where people were not paying too much attention about safeguarding their privacy, becomes undemocratic and someone wants to control citizen more closely. They will try to infer from what you buy your political leanings potentially. And generally speaking, just monitor what you're doing in ways that they shouldn't be doing.
The ballot boxes are kept locked and sealed.
Living in a democratic country doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned.
There are also worries that private companies perhaps might use this data in ways that are not safe or that you might not like. And for a number of sectors, knowing what you do with your money is very important.
Electronic money trails can allow governments and private companies to access and harvest personal data. But there's another threat that's worrying banks. Cyber attacks.
It was a high-tech bank robbery.
Capital One suffering a massive hack attack involving
100 million Capital One customers' accounts.
Had their personal information stolen.
In March 2019, Capital One Bank was hacked.
A sole hacker managed to steal away 106 million people's personal details in a matter of days. And that attack was noticed just a few months after. You can see that a lot of companies are not very well protected yet against such threats. Pretty much every day we hear of data breaches, cyber attacks that are successful. It's much harder to prevent an attack than to be on the hacker side, because you only need to succeed once as a hacker. Once upon a time, you would have two guys coming in, they would tell everyone to be on the floor, they would put the money in a bag and then run away with the money. And you would get insurance against that. You knew what the risk was. Nowadays, with cyber attacks, they can happen anytime, they can take any form, so it's very hard to insure against.
Still, many countries are fast moving towards a cashless society. In Sweden, the number of retail cash transactions per person has fallen by 80% in the past 10 years. The trend is even evident in far more cash-loyal societies. China's digital payments rose from 4% of all payments in 2012 to 34% in 2017. The trend is inevitable, but a gradual transition is key.
It's important that we have a sort of control as to how fast this happens, because if that's not the case, some people might be left behind.
Some people may find it harder to grasp how much money they have without the physical representation of it. Not everyone knows how to use internet banking.
You heard what I said. Without the physical representation of it, many of our people won't grasp going completely. They're already close, because look, let's be honest, Cash App, PayPal draws us into it. All of us on this line, I want Cash App. Drive 07 at Cash App. Yeah. Hey, this is where we at mentally. They have subdued us through what I call fascist Fabian, meaning slowly attack, meaning that we so smooth with our attack, you don't even recognize that you under attack.
And Capital One and Amazon and Whole Foods has a partnership. If you have a Capital One card linked with your Amazon Prime account, you can go in there with your phone and, like, whatever you pay for, you use your Capital One card, and they give you points for that. But see, when this whole pandemic thing went down, Whole Foods was one of the stores that was encouraging people not even use credit cards anymore. They want you to use your phone to pay for your food at the register.
So is some of the gyms. You're absolutely correct. Some of the gyms. Go ahead. Jump in.
So this is actually a Fabian Society construct. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Looks like Fabian Society.
Strike hard, strike slow, strike consistently, but continuously strike.
Yeah. Keep striking. Even though it's a turtle. A turtle is slow. The Tarpentans. And see, these symbols on the basketball teams, the Tarpentans, that's a turtle. Consistently stay aggressive. That's what I tell people all the time. I say, you know, I'm not that bright. And, you know, I hear that from quite a lot of people. So, obviously, they think when you're stupid, just play stupid to them. Because, see, they want you to be, this is the concept I'm going to tell everybody. You don't have to agree with it. A pair harmless as a dove, the wise as a serpent. So the key is you see what you're dealing with. We're dealing with serpents. Y'all going to try to say, oh, we're dealing with India, a serpent kingdom. Remember the serpent king? They give us to us in Disney. We about to get deep, Bobby. When we get to the next hour, y'all about to get deep. See, they give it to you in Disney. Disney controls Florida, everybody. You don't know that by now. You got to be stupid. The NBA, during coronavirus, NBA during coronavirus comes to Florida. Why? Super Bowl, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now we got a guy named DeSantis. I'm about to get deep with this because, see, y'all, look at the name, DeSantis.
The now, Pirates. Pirates.
Right. They telling you right up, the Pirates, I guess I must have been meant to be a pirate because I'm down here with the Pirates. I love Sinbad movies. See, anybody who know me as growing up know I love all Sinbad movies, all of the Jason the Argonauts. Y'all remember Jason the Argonauts and all that shit? All these mythical shit I used to love as a kid. I said, man, something ain't right. These serpents and all this shit, come to find out they people. And these serpent people, man, I'm telling you, India, y'all don't know who Kamala Harris is. Do you see she just embarrassed the whole military yesterday? Just so y'all know what's going on. Now, she ain't from USA black. She's from India black. So I want to, since y'all love black so much. And here goes this black woman. This black woman has usurped herself. Now, look what I said. This is the same thing as your birthright. When somebody comes in and takes your birthright by putting on a false, see, all that hair shit in the book of the Bible is mean he put on a costume. That's all that shit meant. He costumed himself. It don't mean he was a fucking had hair. It means he had a costume on. And he costume parade.
With a mask.
See, now she masquerading. Now, she got a Jamaican daddy. I'm going to go deep today. We can't even play with y'all no more. What is Jamaica under? British rule. They know that. British rule. Now, I'm getting ready to go into all the Caribbean. See, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Can I add something to Jamaica?
Yeah, you can add something when I finish. The Pirates of the Caribbean, y'all better look up that whole scenario right there, because this is why Tampa Bay and Louisiana Purchase and all that in the Gulf of Mexico. Look what they call it. It's called the Gulf of Mexico. So Mexico is already involved, and that's why we're going to go to immigration on this next thing. Go ahead. Immigration is another tool for – go ahead. Jump in. Go ahead. Finish.
And added on to what you were saying about Jamaica, in actuality, right about now, even into last year and probably beyond, Jamaica is indebted to China $78 billion plus because China came in, did all their roads, infrastructures, and the way how China and cut into the mountains with all that silver, tip, technology they had, but also how China is getting their money back from Jamaica is they're setting up tolls. And everybody has to pay into the toll, even the tourists or whatever, but they're going to get their money back. So right now, and also added on to what the brother was saying and why Brexit did what they did as far as moving away from the euro, China holds 80% of all the European assets or products, whatever is going coming out of Europe. China has 80% of that, and is closing. And
I just see. No, stay with me on that one. Now you just made a point. You just made a point. You made a point that I'm gonna show you how you back on the back. Just look up rare earth metals. This was on. That's right. That's why they did Brexit, because China and Britain is connected by the Sassoon family. Just look it up. I ain't making this up. This come out their own icon. They know you ain't gonna look it up because you're looking at Oprah with the King Prince Harry. Don't you see what they doing? They setting him up to be a president. They set him up in America.
Yep.
I mean, I can't understand how y'all gonna get this. They got the Grand Wiccan.
And you know they drive on. You know what clockwork? Hong Kong had to get the sovereignty off of Hong Kong, and Hong Kong was handed back over to the Chinese government. That happened the same time Brexit happened.
That's right. Hong Kong was given back. That's right. Now, again, I want black people to say something. See, I love the family. I love y'all so much, the Dry Bones, so much. Because let me tell you, look what they did to us right in front of your very eyes. You know you love the Chinese. Bruce Lee made us. We was fucking, I had nunchucks. Everybody know in B-Lo, we all was doing karate movies. We was pretending we was jumping off the roofs. We was doing everything.
Wearing that sticky ass cologne and them green bottles with the black tops.
Everything. Everything. We made moonchucks. We made nunchucks out of broomsticks. We would cut the broomstick that our mama threw away and put a chain on it with a drill. We would screw, no drills back in them days, screwdriver them in and make nunchucks, hitting ourselves in the head, knocking people out, going crazy. And y'all going to tell me now? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. The blacks that went after the Chinese, they were under mind control. Don't blame me. Dr. Gilbert told you. He said, we will put them under a magnetic field. That's 5G, 4G, your cell phone. And we were enforcing laws that make them do these things. Now, I didn't make this up. This is real shit. So you run around that talking about, we got hate crimes against the Chinese and the Asians. Let me tell y'all something, y'all. Let me just be honest with facts. When the slave trade was in America, so was the Chinese. I know y'all don't want to hear that shit, but guess what? The Chinese, y'all never watched Kung Fu with David Carradine? Didn't you hear how they didn't like the Chinese, didn't like the Japanese? They were calling themselves dogs, too. You remember Bruce Lee said, I ain't a dog, and he kicked the sign? Because racism, culture is universal. See, you didn't pick up on that, obviously. Bruce Lee was fighting for his people. But he gave his secrets to the Western Union of people after he married the white woman through his initiation. He had to be accepted in San Francisco. Y'all better look all this shit up. I'm not even going to keep going. That's the goal. That's the 49ers. The 49ers is gold. They went over there, and they created all this shit.
Franciscan order.
Right. Now, he go get killed. After he taught Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, everybody, and they said, oh, you broke it. So that shows you that triad, the so-called dragon family, is alive. We just showed us about this years ago. Now, brother who's been along with us all these years, all y'all, you know we told y'all, it's the white dragon and the black dragon. And they got all these groups.
Put it like this up. We going to be China, bitch. That's what Dry Bones is saying.
That's right.
Because they own half of all of Hollywood. They own Hollywood, they own Silicon Valley. You know, that's what that whole thing with, remember they tried to take the one lady who was the CEO up in Canada. They took her to jail because she was the queen pin over the, they say they had ties to the Chinese communist government. But what's the name of the tech company? They making all these,
Huawei.
Yeah,
they try to get
look that up,
family. Look it up. Look it up. Thank you. Now let's go there. Now y'all been talking.
Time to push one button, man. Lights out, bro. Time is in every technology, every electronic thing we got. Cars, all that. They all in our cars and phones.
I just read
a
report. You sent it to me. Right. Y'all sent me the shit. I look it up. I said, damn. Mm-hmm. I'm in shock that people don't even read this shit. You said to me, Brother D said, and Brother D in Chicago, that y'all seen that the Chinese, you can't make an electric car, y'all, without rare earth metals. How long have we been saying rare earth metals on this program? You can't make a car that goes...
Nah, it's the shortage of the chips.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thank you.
Hey, drive on. That big penny, piggy bank everybody got, keep them damn pennies, boy. Because you're going to have to get your weight up. That's how you're going to be judged in wealth. You got to have weight, not paper.
Hold on. Bro, let's talk to the people who go to church. That's why your Daniel prophecy. Those you don't know the real secrets of the Bible, which the Bible is the whole story. Y'all just don't know it. That's I can't even deal with that. Didn't it say you be weighed in the balance? Ain't the balance of my eye? It says, tickle, tickle, my kingdom have been weighed in the balance. And that's what's about to happen. Those of you don't understand what that means, it means my eye. Perfect balance. If your balance is off, don't blame nobody but your magnetic field, because right now at this time, everybody should know you controlled on the magnetic field. Right now, I just bought a mosquito repellent. Says I can block mosquitoes with a shield. I said, God damn. Just plug it in. A shield blocks the mosquitoes. And I thought about when I plugged, I said, should I plug this shit in? Because if the mosquitoes can't come in, oh, man, I'm thinking, what am I blocking? So I'm getting my psyche to be understood that, do I really want to block nature? So I would not buy that. I let the motherfuckers buy me. I'm using real oils that the ancestors, they gave oils for the
Yeah, lavender. Lavender oil, they hate peppermint.
Y'all destroying nature, don't even know it, because they're coming out with new technology of how everything has a block, a shield, everything. Everything. And that's what you got to be prepared for. I'm going to put y'all in the queue. All y'all in the queue, we're going to do a commercial break because, man, I just want y'all to know. We about to get hotter. Y'all thought this was going to be. If I told you at the top of the show, I said that they were going to turn them into zombies. I don't think y'all heard that part. And then the man who from France said, if you don't think this can be done, think of Rwanda. Then I thought about Rwanda, and I thought about what Dr. Ngimi gave me about the Congo, about where the coltan was at, where they need the metals to bring in the technology, because without those metals, they can't bring it in. And what they got to do to get it in, and what nation is the power structure over there, is the key maker in the so-called Matrix movie, the Chinese.
What about iron? They the king and masters of iron making now, China.
Yeah, but they went.
Yeah, they took all that out of
They went to Africa. But that's the clue. So y'all got. We got to deal with what's in Africa right now. You're right. I'm saying you're right. What's going to Africa right now? Because Africa was in iron. Remember, people act like Africans. They have no weapons, but you act like they were so peaceful when they created weapons. They the two ball and the cane. How the hell are you gonna have iron and make swords? How are you gonna make swords with iron? So then. Yeah. I keep telling people, it ain't about Africa. It's about what we played for you last week. But some people scared to talk about the real shit. See, that's why we're going to get deeper now. Now, if Africa...
Hey, let me summarize that finance thing, too, before you go to Burst Commercial.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just family, if you want to hedge against this event that's coming, this reset, and you want to be in a good position, take your money and leverage it. Like, get... Buy a little bit of Bitcoin. You want to buy a little bit of Bitcoin. Buy a little bit of gold, some little bit of silver. Get into some commodities. Start saving up scrap metal, aluminum, copper, anything like that that's going to be a wealth. Y'all remember what's the Book of Eli when you know the barter guy was over the town. He was the master of everything. So yeah, family, just do that. Kind of take your money and split it up. Don't just put it up. But definitely you want to have it in your hand. Don't let a digital output or something on a computer screen determine your wealth and your sovereignty.
Right.
You want it in
right.
your hand.
In your
hand. Back in the backyard, you know how you do back in the days, them dope boys, they bury money, you know, take it out there in the woods, bury it, you know, whatever. You know, sink it to the bottom of a little pond or whatever, you know. But you want tangible assets in your hands, and you want to be able to invest in things like land. You know, like I say, leverage yourself.
Well,
it's all about positioning yourself like the billionaire.
Are they not doing what you just said? Okay, if they do this reset,
they bring
on the bubble. They got the property. We did this before. We had our houses go up to high level.
Bill Gates owns 90% of our farmland in America. 90% of farmland Bill Gates owns. Nobody knows that.
That's right.
He's been buying up farmland.
He played the tape here. Yeah, he's been buying the farmland for you for. And that same state is going against their own governor. So there is a siege in California. So we all get that clear. California is under siege. They want McGavin out. They got petitions. They're going out. They're doing what was told to be done. See, one thing about energy, y'all, you have to put enough energy in. If your energy is being usurped, that means that, say, for instance, like BML, I'm going to play this for y'all. BML, I have this commercial. If you got a black group doing something that's not really beneficial, they said this in 1972. It wasn't beneficial. We had all these blacks. Vernon Jordan was on that panel with Tony Brown's journal. Y'all better look it up, 1972 Tony Brown Journal. We had everybody on there. Elijah Muhammad came on and talked. Everybody was on that show. And to this day, they said we could never make it through what we're doing because we're not unified at no point in time. And in order for that to happen, your brain got to be shut off.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
And also, for those of you who don't know, you can cash at me. We just told you, technology, cash app at drybones7, because that's what we got to do to get this currency up. Let's go back to where we at there. Now, let me ask everybody on the line, and I'm bringing everybody.
Hey, didn't Wu-Tang Clan tell you on the Dave Chappelle show to diversify your bonds?
Diversify. They know. And I agree with everybody. Because
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang. And that's China. The Wu-Tang Clan. And again, y'all can say the China were black. I don't have a problem with that. But the Chinese, go over there and tell them that story. Let me come back with a report for me. Because, you know, they don't go by color. They got a whole bunch of black Chinese. Tons of them. Curly hair. All through Iskan, Asia, Eurasia. It's called Eurasia. If y'all didn't realize they over there. Wu-Tang Clan was to be one of my favorite rap groups, of course. I'm glad you brought them up. Also, they ain't nothing to fuck with. So let's keep that going. Yeah, like that. 4853. They ain't nothing to fuck with. Good. 4853. You've been hanging for a long time. Want to get you in.
People been forgetting about these things for so long. You know, just like I said, the 36 Chambers of Wu-Tang. You know, what did ODB? ODB was getting food stamps in three different names. He said, yo,
Hey, I remember that, man. He got arrested. I was in shock. I said, damn. I said, I'm working this shit. This motherfucker got food stamp fraud going on. I said, he changed my outlook.
I'll tell you something else about ODB.
Oh, my God.
Something else about ODB a lot of people didn't comprehend. He started talking about claiming his indigenous nationality, too.
Yeah, he did.
He said he ain't no damn African-American. I forgot he said Choctaw or some nation.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in the South.
Well, again, I agree. I've seen that, too. And again, I'm not
I'm on the premise that we are giving away to hating our own indigenous land, and that could be by psychological inducement to believe that you don't, you're not a part of it. Then this history showed me I'm in every damn war here, so I don't know how that, you know, makes sense. But go ahead. It's Memorial Day weekend for everybody. Give me a minute. I'm going to keep saying Memorial Day weekend. I know many of y'all who are in the military been on this program. Much love to y'all, because it take a lot to even join something on a blind faith thing and then find out it does have intrinsic values in it, and you can find out that you have to have a strategic mind. You can't take everybody as your friend. There are enemies that look just like you and just like everybody else. So for those who have died for whatever belief system in Memorial Day, whatever it was, I have people went to Vietnam, died. Everybody went to different wars and died. People I've been in my life have died. And myself, you do want to fight for something in life. And hopefully you don't fall for anything. So with that, I will say happy Memorial Day to everybody. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. And just like what you're saying, a memorial, you're glamorizing those before you. But in this society, they're glamorizing military death. But what I wanted to go back to was just imagine this land right here has always been the empire. The reason why I'm saying that is this. So-called Europe, all of those cold countries is right above Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how come they never started World War until they had control of this one?
Mm-hmm.
Once they got the people on this landmass in so-called derision, prisoners of war, then they started the World Wars. Hitler was half Ashkenazi.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sanctioned by them to do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all of these viruses that they're creating, what's his name? The dude who was in control of Hitler's science and especially rocket power and all of that stuff.
Yeah, Goebbels and Braunheim, who's
right.
Yeah, Braunheim, who's Disney,
right.
Hooked up with Disneyland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was Hydra in the Marvel movies and Captain America and all of them. So that shit was real.
That's real.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's crazy is Flash Gordon movie. The newest one, especially. Well, either one of them. They showed through Emperor Ming's damn TV or whatever that time machine thing that he was looking through, that he gave technology to the Japanese, the Japanese, not the Germans. No, they showed Hitler marching. They showed
The Germans and Japanese are all together in that same war. The Japanese are in that war with Emperor Hiroshima. Yeah, yeah.
Right, but it's interesting that every virus that they've created came from the Germans.
Yeah, well,
because
German.
Just like that movie 1945 with Belushi and them, a German submarine was down at what's the name of that park down there in Brooklyn? The amusement park.
Coney Island.
Who's in New York?
Coney Island.
Remember they said that there was a German submarine.
That's right.
Island,
that's right.
Harbor.
That's right. That's right.
Montauk Point.
That's right. There you go.
Nikolai Tesla's free
hotel
free energy.
It was a hotel. He had a full hotel that was in it. It was a generator.
Right. I'm just saying, commerce is very important, but the land is supreme. Because just like what it says in the Helios Biblios, if you don't have land, you don't have equity. If you don't have your own property, you're basically homeless.
Well, that's my point. Now let me ask you, because you're bringing up a good point. Now that I was always indoctrinated with the fact that it says that the day that amnesty law can come on land, we in trouble. So it looks like amnesty law is on land. It's on land law. It's like fighting. Land law and ocean law or amnesty law, whatever y'all want to call it today, is at battle. So if one's saying that the pirates come on shore, which they did, and I told y'all the pirates brought diseases. That's how diseases got to port. Was through pirates. So if the Protestants knew how to depopulate a person through Germany, let's go deep now, the Jesuits is in cahoots with, through Marco Polo with the Chinese in cahoots with India, India in cahoots with Madagascar, Madagascar in cahoots with Ethiopia. Well, I mean, this is in the, this is the Pirates of the Caribbean. They show you each of the pirate groups in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Is that making this up?
That's right.
Sinbad shows you. Just because they showed you one black, that's because your small mind believed there was just one black ever on a pirate ship. That's how dumb the people is. That just represents a group in a movie. When you seen the 300 with the gay shit, it is, they were looking like Arabians. Is that not a festival today? That they rape little boys in Arabia? Y'all go look it up. Don't blame me if I'm bringing out some facts that y'all ain't heard of. Go look it up.
So it sound like you saying that this past Super Bowl, the Bucks versus the Chiefs, so it was like the Pirates versus the Indians, the Chiefs, or the Indigenous. Is that what we're talking about?
We spoke about this during the Super Bowl. Y'all brought this equation up. How much sense do it make now today? They made sure that the Pirates won, and the Pirates going, they rebooting. So ain't no telling if they won't win again. I'm going to be honest with you, because football coming up, I'm a Bills fan. Y'all know that. We from B-Love. So all I'm saying is, look at what they're doing through sports. We see, because sports is the way of the Coliseum. That was the biggest amusement for all civilizations, basically. A Coliseum event where everybody can watch and go back home, celebrate what they watched, and then relive it again and again and again. And that's what we're doing. So obviously that they use the sports. That's why the mask is still in effect. 50 Cent wearing a mask. But LeBron won't tell you who's the biggest one of them because he got a high payment with China. Y'all don't realize how rich LeBron is. Look at his name, LeBron. LeBron. Ain't that French?
Yes, indeed.
Mm.
Hey, but not only that.
I'm doing the French Connection.
Why do they call him the king?
I'm doing the French Connection this morning. I'm doing the French Connection. Remember the movie with Gene Hackman?
Uh-oh.
The French Connection?
Uh-oh.
That's what we're doing today. Everything we talked about these past couple of weeks connect us to the peace accord. What did Biden do to y'all? He went straight back to France. The Grand Orient. That's all I'm keep telling y'all. I ain't going to go into what they do. You better just look it up yourself. Everybody.
Hey, Drybone.
Go ahead. Jump in.
You remember Marie Antoinette?
Yes. Her sons are the Pesor family. They're the Pesors.
Thank
they did
you.
That one. Pesor.
So what? Now check it out.
They
when some of her subjects came to her and said the people are starving, there's no food. Why was there no food? Because they were starving them. What did she
they
say? She said, give them cake. All right.
And
now
let,
here we go with
and
these
let, and let give them cake and let them eat it.
Right. Now, what does viruses thrive in?
Ooh,
in the human
yeast.
Body.
Yeast.
Mucus, that's right. So what
yeah.
does sugar and flour do to the body?
Makes yeast. Makes it toxically induced. Yeah. Man, that's why I love y'all. That's why I love y'all. See what I'm saying? That's part of the dry bones connection. I ain't got to do nothing but let y'all loose.
And then a lot of people are allergic to gluten, too.
Gluten. The bone. That's why. But see, let me say this to all y'all people out there so y'all don't get it twisted. They gave you good and evil. They gave you good food. You choose. You choose to get cheap food. You choose it. They say gluten-free. Those who still eat meat, pork, they say, what they say? Nah, no nitrates. Y'all going to pick the food that got the nitrates. Tells you straight up. Salary and
shit, it's the food. It's the store you're buying it from. Man, I almost got my ass whooped one time at the sister I was dating because I wouldn't go to Walmart and do grocery shopping. Shit. True story.
Bro, you always getting kinky. That's the kinky brother right there. I almost got my butt whooped. You always getting kinky, man.
Hey, I love it. Let me get a call. 2720. You've been holding for a long time. Thank you for holding. Appreciate that. 2720. 2720. Bring me in.
Oh, that's me. Hello?
That's you, baby.
That's me. Mama Kim here. God bless everybody.
Go,
happy Memorial Day. All
thank
y'all
you,
on it. This Y'all own it. Y'all own it. I just want to say, don't want to change nothing. Keep it going. I just want to say, happy Memorial Day. In 1992, the young people of my youth program recorded with me, God Bless America. We need to ask God to bless America more now than ever. I'm 81 going on 82 and 120. Okay? I want everybody, if you will, pull up God Bless America on YouTube by Kim Weston and the Detroit Youth Program. I will give proceeds to Dry Bones Connection in any way that I can, and we'll work that out. I'm on the phone. Okay. I'm hungry. That's in love. So
go ahead,
I just wanted to throw that. I want to throw that in so y'all can keep this going, okay? God bless you. I love you. Keep it going. I'm going to mute myself. All right? Go get
there you
me
go. Some love. And that's Kim Weston, y'all, Motown legend. I'm just blessed to have people come from all over the country. I just feel, hey, I'm doing what I do out of love because I've been through it, you've been through it, we all been through it. Guess what? We all gonna make it. Thank you, Ms. West. I'm gonna try to find that clip because I'm gonna play. I know it's on here. Got so many things going on, but thank you for that encouragement because again, to have people of all diverse people listen to this program, even around the world and so forth. And I did it because I got tired of talking to people around my own hood that wouldn't listen. I said, I'm sick of this shit. I'm going to reach others. And that's
right.
What he decided to do.
Neighbor going to get mad at me because I didn't have a mask on cutting my own grass. This shows you how stupid this shit is.
Right.
And I
yeah,
thought
and
about
so,
it when you came up with the show today, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. The mask versus the unmask, same thing.
Yeah, same thing. And they got it. I'm going to tell you something, y'all, how deep this is. I hope y'all listen. They really got it into the mask by watching the thing on TV, the mask. We got into that, wearing a mask, masquerade. The word masquerade ain't new. It takes you to France. Look it up, masquerade, putting on a face. It goes even further back. I'm not going to go too far because I'm going to keep in this present because they're about to show aliens, everybody. I know y'all want to hear that. I know y'all
want to
hear that. I know y'all want to hear that. But I've
been watching. That's another distraction.
Yeah, I've been watching so many. Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I hope y'all pay attention to this. I hate to say something to make y'all feel like I'm tripping, but I got to say it regardless. Now, you watched the movie Independence Day with Will Smith.
Ooh.
Will Smith kids is making a kill. They're on every commercial now. Now, I ain't got nothing against you making your money. Do
the,
what you got to do.
The son or the daughter? Which one?
The son or the daughter,
or the daughter that's a son? Or the,
right.
Is it
yeah.
backwards?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be real with you. Y'all think it's a joke? I love y'all. Keep stay with me. Feed off what I'm saying. Now, I'm from Wade County. You know, we love the heat. We love y'all. Wade County. Ever since his child did what it did or what he wanted to do, with his significant other, they elevated to a higher. He got a game show now. He on everything. Now I don't know if I'm just hallucinating or some good weed. I don't know. All I know is it seems pretty suspicious when I started seeing everybody black that I really have an admiration for seem to be going in the opposite direction to what we be talking about. Now,
right. That ain't opposite. That's a dissension. That's going down.
Right. It's going down. Now, I'm just saying, just for everybody who out there listening, but this was happening. So you end up watching a lot of our people are watching people that you know you are not going to be able to live like. Because whatever their profession is, how do you know to make a movie? This is what I tell y'all, everybody. We watching Netflix. Sisters, you can watch anything in the world right now. You watching Netflix, you watch other shit. I'm telling you. How you making movies that was done in 2020 and you ain't got no mask on? You made all these movies. You know how many movies motherfuckers done made in 2020? So I'm saying, wait a minute. Hollywood.
And this year too.
This year too. I mean, Netflix got new shit coming out. Like, when did they make the shit? I thought we was under quarantine.
Same thing with the Disney Channel, all the Loki series, Winter Soldier and the Falcon, all that. I didn't see nobody with no mask on.
Yeah, How you wearing? Now, if it's so deadly, either they took the vaccine before we even knew they made the movie. That's what should be. I should be asking yourself. How they made a movie? Mm. That's why we got to have analytical thinking. How you made a movie? I'm on the quarantine. I'm wearing masks. I got the presidency online. We battling over this shit. And Hollywood is able to make a fucking movies that we can stream all the way to 2024. They got movies coming out that's already being prepared. Now, where'd you make this shit?
Hell yeah. Coming attractions. That's right.
Coming attractions. Yeah. We got movies now showing us they're going to put us in jail in these movies. I mean, every movie now is from Marvel. Everything. Everything's Marvel.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Jump in.
And damn near every movie on Netflix got some gay stuff on the background. You know, it's getting ready to be a fight scene or something. Next thing you know, you got two dudes kissing. You know, like, what the hell is that? Why every movie got to have that Cheeky Boy?
That's on regular commercials. You just watch football now, and you get a commercial about Ziaga, or I can be free now. Now, when HIV, now, Magic Johnson's son should be jumping up and down. His wife and everybody, the whole family should be jumping. I mean, they got all kind of can't get AIDS now. You can't get nothing now. So, yet you can get COVID. Can't get, they got a, remember, hey, look what they say. It's so untraceable now if you take Subu, you know, you can kiss, do everything. And so I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't have a problem with the gay community at all. What I got a problem with the gay community is you getting more money than me to be gay. So I'm trying to figure out how did we turn civil rights into gay rights?
Not just that. If you, like here in Illinois, they just signed a bill Friday basically giving more resources to kids who are documented as far as education and everything.
Say it again. They're giving more money for kids to be in what?
The government, they just signed a bill Friday for the undocumented children, basically, to get, like, free education now in Illinois.
So if you undocumented, because you a sanctuary city, people forgot about this shit. Like, it's forgotten. That's how our brain span can only go so far. Because if you forgot that people who are undocumented, just go with unvaccinated, I'm telling you, it's all together. And vaccinated is a deep word. Y'all better go look it up. It means more than what you think. Believe me, it means more than what you think. Go to a lexicon. Go to a Latin dictionary and put in vaccinated. That's all I can tell y'all. And then you'll find out that undocumented means you're unvaccinated. Because you're not documented. So either now they got a double standard. Now the people who are vaccinated is the indigenous people. You are vaccinated because you are indigenously induced through DNA, through components of the land you're on, because all of us don't eat the same thing. You don't eat what's going on in Nigeria. You sure don't. You have no idea what they're eating. So you only eat what's in your indigenous territory. It means you're vaccinated to eating. So if you go to another land and cannot eat over there because you get sick because your body can't handle that type of bacteria. So bacteria is why. Am I making this up? I mean, if I'm making this up, stop me immediately. So if you're eating indigenous land, that means you're native to that land, basically. So we have allowed unvaccinated people. They're doing a reverse psychology. That's why they're so good at this shit. They're using unvaccinated, undocumented people now to take over the vaccinated people.
Damn.
Let's keep the wheels going. We about
there
to
you go, that evil laugh.
Yeah. 9927.
He's the Riddler. He's
the Joker. Can you hear me?
I hear you, sister. Go right ahead.
Hey, hi, everyone. It's a beautiful day. You know, awesome that you know, started off that way. It's awesome. The show is always awesome. But, yeah, everything y'all saying, everyone that's out there listening to them, listen to these brothers. They're actually telling you the truth. But it seems like the people, when you tell them the truth, they still go and do it. Then they post it on Facebook as if they did something right. Then they start off going against the vaccine, and then when their baby mama tell them you can't come around, you go run and go and get the vaccine because you can't see your child. I could have swore you had a penis. and I could have swore you could have banged another baby with someone else. I know that's emotional, but it's a lot of these people out here that don't see their kids. So I'm like, when all of a sudden you gonna jump to take a vaccine to see your kids? And you probably, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure that out. I didn't tell my children's father, oh, yeah, you can come see your children. Do they come? Nope. Who took care of them? I did. So now a vaccine comes up. Baby mama said you can't come see your kid. So you run and jump a vaccine, and then what happens? I get in an argument. What she tell you? Don't bring your fucking ass over here no more. You can't come see your baby. Oh,
wow.
Ain't that, wait, these are scenarios that happen for real. For real. Come on. You get in an argument. You vaccinated. You mad because she don't want to give you no pussy. She tell you to get the fuck out because she fucking with another nigga.
Ooh.
You can't see your baby.
Wow.
You don't give me $500 to take to your baby. I don't care if you is vaccinated. You don't give me no money. You ain't seeing nobody. These kids got to eat. They need diapers. They need everything. Why is you jumping to go get a vaccine when the same old bullshit going to go through the same cycle? It ain't never been normal. I want to know what is normal on earth. Oh, I'm going to the restaurant to eat. That's normal. I'm going to the gym to work out. That's normal. I gotta go get my car. I gotta go do this. That's normal. Really? Is it normal? But people still killing each other during a pandemic. People still hating on each other. People all mind control, running the street, talking about George Floyd, the man with the two first names or whatever. Everything. I mean, I'm trying to fix this up. You're still
running to go get vaccinated
because the virus is killing everybody. Is it really? I had the virus in 1967. Live.
Mm-hmm.
Said coronavirus been around since 1956. I'm still alive. I got the coronavirus in 2020, in December. I'm still here. What is wrong with y'all? Not the people here, not the people, you know, the people that's listening or whatever. If it's passed,
right,
you finally came out to listen. You have to ask yourself. You can step out your door and get shot. Your family members can come in your house and kill you. You might have a crazy neighbor that might want to harm you. You can go eat something and fucking choke on it. You can go get killed because you was fucking somebody else's woman. I mean, you can die in a brain accident.
Wow.
You can die in a car accident. There's so many car accidents where people die in ridiculous.
Final destination.
You can get hit by a drive-by bullet that wasn't even meant for you. So I'm trying to figure this out. You mean to tell me because they announced a little small number of people dying by the hands of the hospital and the media making fake, I forgot what they do. They horse shit together. Okay, I want you to get over there and pose for this, and I want you to act like that person is sick. It's all fake, y'all.
They crisis actor.
Now you got professional crisis actors.
You've been saying that for years. You've been a few people who've been on this show for a long time, always mentioning crisis actors. We started looking up what you was telling us.
Who is your crisis actor?
Crisis actor.
Your crisis actors is your president, your Congress, your professional crisis actors and entertainers. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Eddie Murphy.
Samuel Jackson.
Daniel. These are all, every time you watch a movie, you watch a professional crisis actor. So
lawyers.
Then they get hired by the government because the government created them anyway. And what did they do? Create viruses, scenarios, and then they have the producers come and take it and put it on TV for the public after they didn't create the scenario. The zombies create the scenarios.
Hey, the scenario. Tribe Called Quest.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Scenario.
Here we go, yo. Here we go,
it's
yo.
It's a scenario. It's a scenario.
It's a scenario.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hold on, stay with
the low end theory.
Yeah.
How are you not seeing the whole? How this is normal? You live in a normal society.
I never thought I lived in a normal society.
No, I was like waking up like, oh shit, this. Let me go on to the crazy world today. I feel
yeah,
right.
Normal. No, you are normal because you able to see. But let me ask you because you know, y'all up there, everybody got different regions. I mean, I was in shock when the Bills fans was gonna go along with the COVID thing, but they got mad. That dude got fired. They got rid of his ass as he said that everybody should be, all the players should be mandatory and vaccinated. Now I do see there is a resistance. There is a resistance. I'm gonna go with you know, low level resistance. What I'm saying, but if people start to resist, really, I mean, be honest with you, because resistance is a magnetic field. You got to have some resistance because you were. So if we resist and show, now I'm going to be honest with you, you ain't going to be able to resist without money, y'all, because here how it works.
Exactly. And
here
that's the thing, because they made it like that. And the money is not no more, like I was telling everybody. There is no more money.
It ain't
going
to work without you just thinking it's going to work.
Crypto.
Fiat is not money anyway.
People jump on board.
Right, it's not. But energy is. Energy is money. If you spend energy into trying to make it work.
It's a crypto. I've been on these sites. I don't even like the word crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the death boat. They putting their money in the death boat. They are going hard on that. The vault.
All our kids.
Tales from the crypt.
I don't know how many of y'all have offspring, but if you got offspring on this channel, on the planet, our kids are already are genetically, and if you got grandkids.
Right, because it's video game money. That's what I call
it.
Because every time you play
a video game,
you got some type of money you got to have and earn in order
it's
to get
gambling
money.
It's
like
gambling. It's like gambling. When you go to a gambling casino,
exactly,
and it keeps showing you this fake money that's in the system that you keep gambling
on. They got casino coins. They got
cryptocurrency.
They got sperm coins. They got
doggy.
All kinds of coins now.
They got light coins.
Oh my God, they got so many different type of coins out here. Pi coin,
Fiat. Right,
Fiat money, they call it currency because it doesn't move unless it's in somebody's hand and they're expressing it, right?
It's energy,
Right, thank you. But cryptocurrency is really dead money because all they got to do is hit a switch and you never had it. That's what's so dangerous about digital currency. Just like they talk about social credit.
Not only that, bro.
Hold on. Go ahead, brother.
Just like the brother was saying, the money is dead. The fiat is dead because. Even with the Bitcoin, everything is attached to what he's saying, fiat money, fiat currency. That's why the Bitcoin, like I told you, this 10 days of darkness that's going to come. They shut the internet down for 10 days. You come back online, man, your whole wallet gone. You know, your whole wallet is gone. I mean, whatever, your
digital
Apple wallet, your whatever. Why do you think they call them digital wallet? There you go, bro. You got it now. So what we got to do, we got to hedge against that, and we got to be prepared for that, and we got to resist. You know, we part of the resistance.
Hold on, man. You are messing me up. You keep saying hedge, but they got our kids playing a game called Hedgehog. You ever played that?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic and Hedgehog.
Hedge funds.
But pork bellies is on the stock market. How about that? Pork is on the stock market.
They told us that's trading places.
Humans, that's right.
Orange juice is on the stock market. Fruit juice
trading places.
Those are commodities. Are being incentivized to get the COVID shot out and they're getting paid off of this thing. Like the sister was expressing, this is a weapon. This is weaponization of a biological disease, a biological warfare. And they've even enhanced it through technology. So, man, it's about Listen, all this stuff going to be attached to the monetary position.
I bet they're not taking a shot, those ministers.
No, they're not. Thank you, man. Appreciate that love. Now, hold on. Stay with me what you just said right there. I just told y'all, LeBron James came on TV when they asked him about did he take the shot. He evaded the question. When I seen that, I should have been a wake-up call to many. The dude is promoting this shit on one hand, but when they asked him about the shot, he said, oh, no, 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 blah, 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 blah. I fucked the ball. He ain't say shit about that. Now, I'm trying to ask y'all a question. If the people are, just go with your own family members. Don't try to make this far. Make it close. If your own family members, children, I believe in this. And friends are, because the brother said earlier, Brother D said, the women, and I'm also y'all sisters, if your mama is for y'all getting this, most families would do it to be around their mama. They wouldn't even.
They would drive on. And this is what's so detrimental about that. That song, Give Me That Old Time Religion. Everybody on this call right here knows that book is coded. So if you're governing yourself according to that old time religion, you believe Rev more than you believe your doctors.
Yeah.
You know, because that old time religion keeps you in a box. You ain't trying to decipher that book.
No, you ain't trying to decipher. You ain't doing no decipher. You ain't doing no deciphering whatsoever because it's giving you an ideology. Now, I'm going to ask you something now. I want y'all to go, like I said again. I need y'all to keep looking this stuff up that y'all sent, and because we got it enhanced. Ministers, well, you say minister. What you call when you administer a vaccination is called administer.
And it's just that simple, going back. Hey, how about the thought forms that the minister puts in your mind when you sit in front of him?
Right. Administrate.
It's still the same. It's still consumption.
He's administrator. The minister is administrator. Go ahead, Brother D. Go ahead.
Hey,
Brother
I just want to say, but most of the mothers who pushing that people get vaccinated, they not even vaccinated. That's how scared they is. They ain't even came. They don't even go to the doctor. They like, You guys, they going off with the TV telling.
That's funny as hell.
So
baby,
I
go get that shot so I can see what it's
going off
do
emotion.
To you.
They say,
baby, go get
shot.
That shot so I can see what it's going to do to you.
Yeah. See me when you take it before. Hey, that's deep, though, what you just said. Let me get another call. Keep me waiting for long. 1-877, you on the air. 1-877.
Good afternoon, Dry Bones, and to the family. How are everyone?
Can I be heard?
Wonderful day.
Greetings, family. Can I be heard?
Go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Yes.
I'm gonna get you in a minute. Go ahead, sister.
Go okay, up. Yes. I definitely enjoy the show, and this is definitely a division with the vaccinated and non-vaccinated. And I enjoyed the video clip that you had showed, also showing the making of this creation of the division with the coronavirus. And I am not supporting the vaccination because of the fact that I am afraid of what's in it. I don't know if anyone knows, if anyone ever did any research on what's in the vaccine. I know you said about the mRNA, but I'm sure it's a lot of other ingredients that makes up this vaccine. And I don't know if anyone, had battles with their family members on, on helping them make the decision on to take it or not take it, but I think you should try not to give up, you don't want to argue or anything like that, but if you can provide some type of facts to slow these folks down from becoming, we don't know what they're going to become. I know you said zombies or, cancer. A lot of cancer patients.
That came out that, Jack. The zombie thing, I'm going to stay on because this is something strange that a doctor would say from France that they would be turned to zombies. But go ahead.
But they also stated that the cancer rate is going to go up, since Biden has been in office, I hope the folks who voted for him should see that our grocery store foods have been reduced. Prices have gone up. Gas is, out of control, and they're now pushing this this voter fake suppression story, stating that you don't, they don't want you to have ID to vote. If you do that, that's suppression because black folks don't have ID. Crazy. And also wanted to say to people that follow Arizona. Arizona has been conducting an audit of the ballot. So some changes may be coming. Georgia is going to get on the bandwagon as well because basically what they were doing is recounting.
Pennsylvania too.
And
Georgia
too. Georgia is now being asked. I seen it this morning on the feed. Georgia will be asked soon. They don't have to audit because they said they can't substantiate that water break main that they claim happened with a, they stopped the thing when it came a fake water main. I don't know if it's fake or not, but we'll find out. But go ahead, finish up, system. You know,
right.
Get
so
get us a good point.
I'm saying America is the greatest country in this world, on this planet. And we have to ask ourselves why. And if America fails, the world is left, you know, because it's left. We're the ones that's going to help save the country, the world. So we have to start disconnecting with the fake news. Do some more research online with 10, 12 different resources before you come up with something. And and hope and pray that Biden gets out of the office real, real soon so that United States can maintain United States, because now what they're trying to do is take powers away from the states. What makes us great is because we have 50 countries within our country.
Republic.
So each state has power to govern each state, but these Democrats are trying to take and strip away under George Floyd. I don't know if anybody read that George Floyd bill, but the military ain't going to have no power. So the states is not going to have no powers over their police department. They're not going to have certain weapons. And so these folks that's running our country are on attack to try to take our guns away and bring these robots
Let's go
in
with that.
To...
Let's go with that. Hold on. You brought up, because y'all bringing up stuff that we know is going to be talked about in the next few weeks. I'm going to tell you, everything we talk about on this show is already on the news late. We told you before the news told you. And then maybe y'all have don't known yourself, because that makes you part of the gospel. The gospel. Break the spell with facts. Now, let's go with that. With a premise of, I'll jump in, I'll ask everyone down the line, so we hear about uniform. Constitution, there you go, man. Thank you. I'm going to let you talk first because you brought that. If the Constitution, in your estimation, is supposed to be indigenous in nature, let's go with the indigenous nature. This is what the whole thing was, that we could be free with nature, free with all this shit. If the people who are actually the indigenous people, who knows how to take a scouter into the interland that he never seen before. These are indigenous who knows where the Great Lakes at, who knows where Niagara Falls is at, who knows where the Five Lakes, who knows where Okeechobee at, who knows this from being indigenous. If they are vaccinating us with false ideology of hate of our own land, how do we combat that Constitution which is of our own blood? Tell me what we do.
We need to wear it like we wear our clothes, because it's just that simple. You can go back to Baby Bush. He was trying to eliminate some of the parts of the Constitution. See, they really don't have a leg to stand on if that Constitution stands, because what? If government gets too big and tyrannical, that's why you have a right to bear arms.
Right.
You got a right to break that down and to rebuild it. It's just that simple. If your religion is nature, the government can't say you can't plant vegetation and eat it, because that's your spiritual religious right. Going back to what you was talking, I just want to say this, because I know everybody got to go. I mean, you got to go around the table, but going back to what you were saying about maritime law and things, that nature of the sea, all of that came from the indigenous people. We've always traveled the waterways. That's how we did trade. But if you go to Corners, there's a small black sign with white writing on it. Those are nautical equations.
Right.
The sister talked about how beautiful America is. America's always been beautiful. The United States is the damn problem. It's the United States. It ain't America. You know, the United States is a corporation. These are the things that we forget.
But hold on.
So we got to go back to the simple thing.
I'm gonna go with what I've seen on a long time. You brought up. Now you said the America. Yeah, I remember we did a show called America. America. Now we said we are the people. We gave gave us the charts showing us that we people. I got the charts. I've showed many of you for free. I'm not even into trying to sell this shit. I'm into we waking up. If America, why are we so hatred of our name? If it's we should be happy to hell because of the because that is actually embellished that we are of Turtle Island. The Amer. Look at the word. The Amer. Re. Ha. Now, why is it that we can't embrace that? Lines open. Lines open.
Think about it, Drybone. If I could talk you out of your wealth and your sovereignty by narrating your heritage, narrating your inheritance. There we go.
Inheritance.
What better way to do it than to act, you know, bring in a democratic type of mindset and say, hey, we'll do all the thinking for you. We'll grow all the food for you. We'll handle all your economic transactions. You see what I'm saying? So we have to take back our sovereign rights. And when I say sovereign, that means what are we going to do to protect ourselves? What are we going to do to develop ourselves into people that can think for themselves? That's what's going on. It's like the sister was saying, man, they weaponizing everything. They weaponizing male and female relationships. They weaponizing the money, the currency, your banking. They weaponizing the social fabric. The brother was saying about the preachers and how they're trying to implement a social class or a people of masked people, unmasked people, a social class of vaccinated, unvaccinated people, and who's going to be the hierarchy?
Yeah.
Are you going to resist be the low guy? Are you going to go along with the narrative and be on top?
Now here's the narrative. Now the narrative is very special. I'm going to get all y'all in here. I got to play a clip because I got to play the dead. See, The Walking Dead.
What the heck are you calling everybody for?
Say it again, sister. What you say, sister?
So basically, I do apologize for calling. But everything is weaponized. It's they're taking over the planet. And then once they get everything locked down, the people are all tracked up and under control by the AI. You know, I sent you that article about MIT. MIT is the number one tech university on in America. So
that's right. That's right. You sure did.
They're creating, they got the AI creating itself.
Right. Creating itself.
Yeah,
hurry
send that
self.
Out to the rest of the
self-creating.
People.
Self-creating. That's what's so deep about this.
The Avengers, the Age of Ultron.
That's right,
and
Ultron.
Your DNA, your genetic makeup will not be human anymore. This is what
Excuse
these vaccines
me.
Are for.
Can I jump in there? Because what the sister's saying right there is what I've heard doctors say on the station that they're taking off the air because the doctors say that there's a synthetic in that vaccine that changes your DNA.
That's right. There you go. And that's coming from my sister, a Motown icon. Y'all love Motown. Here's an icon on the show with us today. I love you, sister. Appreciate that. You don't know how good that means. That's about another 100 shows for me, what you coming on. Let me just say this. I got to play the dead because the dead talks to us. If you don't know the dead talks to you, you have no idea in your dream. If you ever have a dream that's weird, you wake up saying, what the hell that shit was? It's somebody talking to you. And it's somebody who was talking to us. He been on everything. I don't understand y'all can even have tributes to Malcolm. And don't even talk about
You've been hoodwinked.
He told you himself, Now, this one, he told you what group, who, the name of the group, the name. He even gave why he got, he didn't like both of them, but he just gave, he gave you enough knowledge to know what you wanted to look out is the most dangerous. And you can't even see who's the most dangerous from the dead. I love the dead. I'm going to die too.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal. And white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress. In the New York Tribune, in an editorial dated February the 5th, 1960, they pointed out that out of 11 million qualified Negro voters, only 2,700,000 actually take time to vote. This means that, roughly speaking, only 3 million out of the 11 million Negroes who are qualified to vote take an active part, and the remaining 8 million remain voluntarily inactive. And yet it is this small minority, the 3 million Negro voters, who help determine who will be the next president. If who will be the next president can be influenced by 3 million Negro voters, it is easy to see why the presidential candidates of both political parties put on such a false show with the Civil Rights Bill and promises of integration. They must impress the 3 million voting Negroes, who are the actual integration seekers. And if so much fuss is made over these 3 million integration seekers, what would the presidential candidates have to do to appease the 8 million non-voting Negroes if they ever decided to become politically active? They hold the balance of power. Who are the 8 million non-voting Negroes? What do they want? And why don't they vote? The 3 million Negro voters are the so-called middle-class Negroes, or high-class Negroes, or uppity Negroes, who are referred to by the late Howard University sociology professor E. Franklin Frazier as the black bourgeoisie, who have been educated to think as patriotic individualists with no racial pride whatsoever, who believe in and look forward to the future integrated, intermarried society that is constantly being promised to them by the Negro politician. And therefore, this integration-minded 3 million minority remain an active part of the white-controlled political parties. But it must never be overlooked that these 3 million Negro integration seekers are only a small minority of the 11 million qualified Negro voters. The 8 million non-voting Negroes are the majority, the downtrodden black masses. They have refused to vote. They've refused to take a part in politics because they reject the Uncle Tom approach of the clergy politician leadership that has been handpicked for the so-called Negroes by the white man himself. This clergy politician leadership does not speak for the Negro majority. They don't speak for the black masses. They speak for the black bourgeoisie, the brainwashed, white-minded, middle-class minority, who, because they are ashamed of their race, because they are ashamed of being black and don't want to be identified with black, they are seeking to lose this black identity by mixing and mingling and intermarrying and integrating with the white society. The race problem cannot be solved by listening to the white-minded, brainwashed minority. The white man must try to learn what the black majority wants. The president would be wise to try and learn what the black masses want. And the only way to find this out is by listening to the man who speaks for the black masses. And I can declare to you tonight and to the entire world that the man here in America who speaks for the majority, the downtrodden, dissatisfied black masses, is this same man who so many thousands of our people are flocking toward to see and hear. This same Mr. Muhammad who is labeled by you as a black supremacist and as a racist and as an extremist.
Now, I played all the way to that because he gave you his thought. That's when he was really young into the nation. Elijah Muhammad was on 1972. My man. The only one who, I mean, he put so many shows together. I don't know how people can forget. He is one of the best at doing it. And he
very interesting together. Right after we got out of the gold standard, too.
Yeah.
1971,
yeah.
You know, Nixon got rid of the gold standard.
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah, but Tony Brown's journal, I couldn't put it on here because somehow we could not upload it on the show. That's amazing. We couldn't upload this on the show. I upload many things. Couldn't upload that one and a few others. So we know we're under control. We do have no control over the internet, so I don't play like I got power over the internet. I don't have no power over the internet. But you look at 1972, Tony Brown's journal, with every black official, including Elijah Muhammad, you will see we in deep trouble. None of them could answer how we got into this. Elijah Muhammad said what he said. At the same time, Malcolm was gone. In 72, Malcolm dead. Malcolm dead. 72, Malcolm dead.
They drop off.
Malcolm, Fred Hampton, Kennedy, all of them were dead.
Hey, look,
King.
That's how far.
Thank you.
That's how
thank
deep.
You.
That's how deep our families got entangled. Them chiefs. That's how deep they got entangled, and that was like they probably were the last threads of what we had to hold on to, whatever
yeah.
we had. You know what I'm saying? With the Constitution.
No.
With our
indigenous
right. rights. With whatever we had, they might was the last thread, and that was a nail in the coffin. You know
that
what I'm saying?
Nail in the coffin.
So,
they killed everybody. So, now, think about what you – hold on. Don't think about what y'all just said. They killed everybody. That's why I'm scared of black folks. They killed everybody. Your grandparents around. You ain't even born. Most of them ain't even born yet. I'm born in 62. They don't killed everybody. Everybody. By the time I became –
black and white. It wasn't no
black
color
and
thing.
My father was born in 27. He was born in 27, and he said that they stole everything. He said they stole everything. My granddaddy, he'll be 94 years old and right now. But he told me that he's from in North Carolina in the country, certified moonshine and everything. He made, you know what I'm saying, certified. Hey, he said that they stole everything because we was in a store one day. It's a good old story about my granddaddy.
And I seen him, he was stealing. Well, he was just like he was taking. He'd been doing it for so long. I was like, granddaddy, what the hell are you doing? He said, grandson, they stole everything. I'm taking anything I could take back from them. So that was just tuned me up to that. I had to be more aware of how economics work. And these were stores. I was like, he didn't need to steal, but he just did it because, like I said, he was born in 27. So you had to get taught some good game being raised back in them days.
Hold on. I watched the Cotton. I'm glad you said that because I watched the Cotton Club movie, the good one with Gregory Hines and my McGee. I watched that the other day. That shit was so good. I said, damn, you know, the mafia was killing themselves. It wasn't until, I'm going to tell you something, how the mafia, I tell people, said, see, when the mafia got crazy, when they killed them kids, when Judge Schultz and them was fighting, they killed the kids. And that's when the mafia went against itself because the law was never to kill, but the person who was in fraction of death. I'm going to say this to y'all one more time. Never kill the person, any other person, but the one who's in fraction of death. He shot those Tommy gun machine guns that they got now. That's why they're going up at the AR, because AR got the same potential. Remember the Tommy Hawk gun? The gun that was, that gun was shot plenty of bullets. Those guns shot an innocent black and white back in the day. And they went after, that movie was good. Y'all should watch that. If y'all want to watch some history that's, you know, Hollywoodish, but it's still got some facts in it, you will find out that the mafia was killing only the person who supposed to be killed. The day they killed kids, they started going crazy because they couldn't believe they did that. And so today we got black folks. Let me ask you a question, black folks. I'm here in Miami. We don't kill. If I tell you how many young kids we don't kill by these no-good-ass motherfuckers who shooting wrong, and they shot kids, six-year-olds. 5 years old, Chicago, shooting everybody every weekend, and you got the nerves to pretend that you got the power to protect the neighborhood, you know you are a fucking unbelievable piece of shit organization. If you believe you can protect our people without the police, if you can protect our people without the police, prove it. Prove it right now. Prove it right now. I'm calling on what Malcolm said. Malcolm told you the group. Malcolm said there's two groups. The one he hated the most was the liberals. That's the one our black people are under. Our black people are liberals. Every one of them. Your grandparents, your mama, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your children. You don't even know what the Republican Party is about anymore. Because you were the foundation of the Republican Party. And now you lost it. And you want to blame white folks? You better ask yourself some questions. Who you fool?
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go jump in. I'm about to get hot.
We love our abusers because the Democratic Party was created by all those prejudice organizations.
That's right. Everyone.
So that's why a lot of people want to be Democrats. The Republic is where we are.
Yeah. Now, the Republican Party, I'm not saying... The problem is, do you know what it is? They waiting for us. See, they told you a long time ago. They said, what you got to lose? When they told you that, that should have been like a gambling game. What you got to lose, black folks, with this group? What you got to
lose?
We're
killing you anyway.
We're killing you anyway. So Malcolm told you in his death, that's what Elijah Muhammad, when he got even away from Elijah Muhammad, he was even more against their ass than he was today. So y'all not
hey, Dry Bones, but I'm gonna tell you this, Dry Bones. I'm gonna say this right quick. This the thing that infuriate me so much about the Liberal Party and how they try to brainwash our people. And I'm not saying family go vote for Republic. I'm not telling you who to vote for because I'm neither nor. I'm whoever gonna put that bag in my face. This the thing. And don't take that the wrong way either. That's cause so we can invest in ourselves and so we can build us our own communities up. But this is my thing. Okay, they take a vain law like the George Floyd law, like that sister was just mentioning, and they sit here and they monopolize off of our misery. off of our suffering, off of our poverty, and still don't give us anything in return except, you know, symbolism. That's what they give us. Because, family, we got to start asking for tangible things for our votes. That's the one reason why I didn't vote as a voting bloc, because we don't have a voting bloc that knows how to put their money where their politics is. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I know. Well, I want to say
this.
That.
That's all I'm saying, bro. That's what infuriates me. They got Black Lives Matter and all this mess, and they making all this money off us, but ain't nothing changing. Ain't nothing changing for the black man or the black woman in America.
Just a few oligarchs.
No,
something's changing. It's something changing. A small 10%, like W.D. Du Bois said, the talented 10,
right,
they receive the wealth. Just like you just heard from Malcolm, from the band from Howard University. He said, I didn't create bourgeoisie. Howard University created bourgeoisie. Why don't you blame them? Why don't you blame them? But you won't do that.
Bully.
Yeah, they the ones told you this shit. Howard University just told, Malcolm told you. He said the dude from Howard University told us that they are middle class, that don't even lie. I heard Brother D firsthand. All y'all are first class correspondents to facts. That's period. Now, Brother, but say something quickly. I'm going to say something because it's two popes. It's like it's unvaccinated.
Well, Howard Cookman, all of them the same, what we've been calling them, the Jews, the fake Jews.
Yeah. Yeah,
those are Jewish surnames.
That's right.
Howard, Cookman, Spellman.
Howard.
It's actually man on the name. Yeah, all that stuff is
Spellman.
Spellman.
Now you take us to the. Let's go to the cult level. We going to a cult now. I can't. We got to 1 o'clock. Going further. We going to cult. I gotta play this before we go to the cult, because here's the highest cult. How many y'all even know?
And then you
y'all
got a vice president in office fighting under the battle of a black sorority, which her origin in the originates from India.
And she's done sex magic with everybody that's prominent in politics.
That's right. You heard it from Brown.
That's a hoe.
Brown told her, because she other goddess. Now I'm not gonna stop telling people the goddess bitches. Y'all look it up. The goddess bitches is prostitution. They are the highest cult of ISIS. Y'all can look it up. Don't have to believe me. I don't care if you don't believe me. The highest cult in the world is prostitution. Let me go to the Pope.
Pope St. Cyril Vav Alexandria, also called Vava Kirillos I, born as the Euthyphata, 116th Pope of Alexandria and Amp, Patriarch of the See of Saint Mark from the 10th of May 1959 to his death on the 9th of March 1971. Early life. Pope Cyril VI was born in Damana, Egypt, into a Coptic Orthodox family. He resigned a civil service position to become a monk in July 1927. He passed his probationary period and, on the 24th of February 1928, took his monastic vows at the Paromios Monastery, assuming the name of Father Mina El Baramozi. He was also known as Father Mina the Elder. In 1947, Father Mina built the Church of St. Mina in Cairo. He also used to pray in the Church of the Holy Virgin in Babylon before assuming the papacy. Coptic Pope. Father Mina became Pope of Alexandria on the 10th of May 1959. In accordance with the old Coptic Church tradition, Pope Cyril VI was the only monk in the 20th century to be chosen for papacy without having been a bishop metropolitan first. Before him, there were three bishops metropolitans who became popes of Alexandria: Pope John the 19th, Pope Macarius III, and Pope Pope Joseph II. After him, Pope Schnuder III was also a bishop before becoming pope. Pope Cyril VI elevated the Archbishop of the Ethiopian Orthodox Salahedo Church to the title of Patriarch Catholicos. Abuna Basilios, who was the first Ethiopian to be appointed Archbishop of Ethiopia by Pope Joseph II, became Ethiopia's first patriarch. Pope Cyril VI was awarded the Grand Cordon of the Star of Solomon by Emperor Haile Selassie in gratitude. In November 1959, he laid the foundation stone of the new monastery of Smyrna in the desert of Mariout. In January 1965, Pope Cyril VI presided over the Committee of Oriental Orthodox Churches in Addis Ababa. The first ecumenical and non-Chalcedonian synod of these churches held in modern times. In June 1968, Pope Cyril received the relics of St. Mark the Evangelist and Apostle, which had been taken from Alexandria to Venice over 11 centuries earlier. The relics were interred beneath the newly completed Cathedral of St. Mark in Cairo, which was built under Pope Cyril and was inaugurated in a ceremony attended by President Nasser Emperor Haile Selassie, and delegates from most other churches. Cyril's papacy also saw marked the apparitions of the Virgin Mary in Zeytun, Egypt. The seat of Pope Cyril VI was initially located in St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Azbakia, Cairo. However, during his papacy he built the St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Abbasia, also in Cairo, which then became the seat of the Coptic Orthodox Pope. Pope Cyril died on the 9th of March 1971 after a short illness. Pope Schnuder III spoke about his predecessor. There is no man in all the history of the Church like Pope Cyril VI who was able to pray so many liturgies. He prayed more than 12,000 liturgies. This matter never happened before in the history of the popes of Alexandria of the world, or even among the monks. He was wondrous in his prayers. On the 20th of June 2013, 42 years after his death, he was canonized as a saint by the Holy Synod of the Coptic Orthodox Church.
Well, here it goes again, where you can't answer these questions because you don't even know that there was another pope. And because this pope was from Alexandria, which is where? Egypt, which is supposed to be under the Ptolemy, that you claim there was no blacks, all you make these so-called accusations, facts matters on this program.
Not in Virginia, huh?
Yeah. Ain't that amazing? Two popes, one from Ethiopia. Why you wonder why he under the World Health Organization, Ethiopia? Let's get this program hot. Let's get it hot. Let's get it hot. Let's get it hot. Yeah, I told you.
Hey,
we ain't playing.
Hey,
go ahead.
Check it out. You know why that vaccine was counting too, right? You know, them foreigners got to take it to get back in their country. So all of them got to take it, or they'll never see their family that they go home and see all the time. You know that, right? So they getting them to push the vaccine too, just because.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We need to go back to what you were talking about the two popes, bro, because that's very important. That's very,
yeah,
very
two
important.
Popes. Two popes, two. Go ahead.
Think about it, though. Listen, these people are literally deauthorizing themselves from being legally liable for any side effects that this shot gives you. And then the government have doubled down and backed them up and saying, hey, well, we did tell you it was experimental, so if anything happens to you, you can't go out for anyone. They're freeing them.
And OSHA said the same thing last week.
That speaks volumes to me right now.
Who said that last week? Somebody said that last week.
OSHA.
OSHA. Okay, thank you. OSHA. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to add something else to that equation.
Go right ahead.
Bill Gates retired from all his organizations and things like that because India has a suit against him because of what his coronavirus and his vaccine has done to them. But another thing I wanted to add is there's a contract. If you create the vaccine when there's a so-called testdemic that I call it, but there's a viral situation going on and you create the vaccine, if they use that vaccine, you could charge whatever you want to charge. So just say it costs 3 cents to create every 2-ounce bottle that you could get 5 shots out of. You could charge 20 million or 100 million for that one bottle. Just imagine using 90,000 bottles at $100 million a 3-ounce bottle. Imagine how much money you would have. He could make just with one fell swoop more than he has right now with Microsoft and being on Buffett's board that he resigned from all of that already. And another thing I wanted to say, and then I'll be quiet. You was talking about how much farmland Bill Gates has. I'm in South Carolina. I don't know what region it is. I wanted to ask you about these region sciences too because I was talking to somebody about that. I couldn't remember how to look it up. But anyway, most of the land down here that's for sale, Warren Buffett's company is on the sign that's selling the land.
Mm-hmm.
So it still goes back to that Ashkenazi takeover, just like what you said about the mafia. There was an Ashkenazi name that you mentioned who is they're the biggest gangsters who started using the machine guns, and they killed some children.
Yeah.
Why?
Dutch
children. That's
an
Ashkenazi. A lot of people aren't looking who's the real demon in all of these situations, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so you go to Nixon, 1972, again, 72, Nixon, said it again, 72, where they had the big black meeting with Tony Brown's journal, the 72 Tony Brown's journal, and Nixon was the one who turned it into, before he got impeached for his so-called tricky dick shit, he ended up putting a 10 regional plan for America, and Obama put the 10 regional government plan into effect. Is in effect right now, and Trump did not have the power to even change it because he knew he couldn't change the Patriot Act, but he could warn you with the memorial blowing of the trumpets. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. The only thing you got out of Trump was the memorial blowing of the trumpets. That's it.
Yeah,
hey,
drop on. Really?
Suppose he
drop on. Hold on. Remember, y'all, Trump enacted the Insurrection Act a year before the election. Almost a year. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Insurrection Act.
He
and
also
again,
said that he doesn't have to come out of office because we're at a war tribunal. But
I want to say
one more thing, too. Suppose he disbanded the United States Corporation and he became and said that he's the president of the Republic. So the Republic is really the law of the land because the United States
well,
is always
that's
been a corporation.
Well, that's why the battle, I'm glad y'all are bringing this up. It's because y'all are the real news. Why you think Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, all of them now going to have to do a recount? Now, here's the problem, y'all. Once you find out through Batman that he is corrupted, what you going to do? See, that's how they're going to create chaos. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They got a Purge movie coming out. The Purge, it's called the Infinity Purge or the Final Purge, some shit, ongoing Purge. Look it up. I said to some of y'all, The Purge got a new movie coming out. And y'all best look up the trailer.
I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah,
I got that one. I remember you sent it to us.
Hey,
I remember you sent it to us.
The government is paying people or anybody that's in the medical field, you could be a nurse or whatever, they're going to pay you if you have an area to set up vaccination booths in your area, and they will pay you so that people can get vaccinated.
See, that's new. That's it. Now, if you really need the money.
The Forever Purge.
The Forever, listen to the name. The Forever Purge. Dude, I'm trying to figure out, are we paying attention?
Well, that's just like Infinite Warfare.
Video
game Infinite Warfare.
Infinity Wars. Same thing.
Can I add something from Ancient of Days?
Go ahead.
The separation of the wheat and the tares.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Unvaccinated vaccinated, right there. Thank you, man. Appreciate that love there. It's heavy duty right there. That we in
a
chair.
Civil war. Do you think we need to come up with a treaty? Because we're going to have to if we only, okay, we got 23 states that's banning it. We don't know how long they're going to hold out. I mean, eventually the non-vaccinated people are going to have to come up with some type of plan to get land because they're going to try to run us out. And it's going to be in every country. So it's going to
well,
be non-vaccinated.
Well, that's why he brought the brother on it this morning because only you can determine your financial thing. I mean, none of us can individually. Now, what you got to do is if you do have anything of tangible commodities, that means coins, that means paintings, then we off the air, y'all. It's over for the board. The board is all on y'all now until we go out. If we got commodity or anything that's tangible, bartering is tangible. Actually, sweat equity is tangible because if you're willing to work and you got a specific skill, it's going to be tangible. It's going to be tangible. If you got any skill levels, it's tangible. So I got you on the – y'all jump in. I hear a lot of noise.
It'll go back to – yes, sis.
Somebody turn your stuff – hold on. Do me a favor, y'all.
Somebody need
turn
to
your
mute.
Thing down.
Somebody got to mute.
Or turn yourself down. Turn yourself down. Thank you. That's all we asking. That's all we asking.
Hey, Bones, I'm just sending you a shout-out from the beach. I know I'm on the air or whatever, but one time for South Florida sending some B-low, sending good weather to B-low and all around the country. All right, B, take it easy.
You on the beach, man. Get off that damn beach. You know it's going too wild up there.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, man. Florida popping. Florida is
this
the place
weekend,
to be right now, y'all. In the middle
of Florida.
Hold on, man. Who do you think
you
are? Travel agent, man? What's wrong with you?
If you went in Florida right now, it's outrageous. I can tell you right now. It's outrageous. He on the beach. He called. That's the love we got for y'all. Thank you for joining us, man.
Hey, Dry Bones, I heard it snowed in Vermont yesterday.
What happened?
I heard it snowed in Vermont.
Wow.
Vermont.
Wow. Snowing. The weather ain't warm everywhere, everybody. The weather's not warm.
No,
it sure ain't.
It ain't warm here in Georgia, that's for sure. Georgia it was very warm, like high 80s, and now it's cool. Yesterday just dropped and still kind of cool. I mean, you can put a long sleeve on. But, you know, they talk about the change in the climate. That's the real climate change. Real climate change is when we actually move forward to the real New World Order. And I think what's going to happen is, according to Enoch, he's going to come on down, the creator, his, her, it, whatever, because there's a battle. There's a galactic battle, as Sister Shanine always says.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that,
above, so
yes, and I think that this vaccine and non-vaccine is part of the battle, too, because it's the strong and the weak, basically, when it all boils down to it. Either the strong going to survive, you know, and keep fighting and believing that this galactic war is going to favor in us. Because if we just continue to be depressed and sad about the current situation with this fake virus taking over our liberties, we're not going to prevail. So reading Enoch gives me hope and seeing the fruition of what's actually going on because you have different, and they say the signs is the climate. You don't know the seasons. This is not in line with normal weather. Georgia used to be hot like Florida, you know, 10 years ago, and, you know, really, really hot, and the temperature is changing now. So, you know, I think that the United States is the greatest country, and I think that we have some history here.
America,
with the galactic,
not the United
with the galactic world, because here we have pyramids, we have, you know, there's the Wiley Guy Stone is here, Atlantis. It's in the United States. The United States is something very special for us to, and then for black people. We was enslaved for maybe 100 years, right? And what country can you guys think of from slavery to ownership to millionaires, billionaires, Congress, owners, president? Where are you going to go and find great comeback story like us, but the Democrats want you to believe this is the worst country ever.
We're special some good stuff.
For some reason.
John, you're saying some good stuff. We're special. And I'm going to go with that. Your brother said America. I don't know why we have a problem calling ourselves Americans, because it seems to be we don't know where that word comes from. We just, if we do the etymology of the America, not a can, ka, America. With a, yeah.
Right.
So you'll find out that it has a significant meaning to us. And another thing that you just said that was deep, everybody's coming here. I mean, I want y'all to know something. See, they can swap out your energy. They body snatchers. I mean, they body snatch. They could bring a whole new crop in. That's the whole idea is. I hope you know that. To bring a whole new crop of people in that will go along with this. So they got the Vatican control Central America. Anything that says Latin America takes you to Rome. That's the key word is Latin. If you don't know Latin, takes you to Rome, and then takes you beyond that, I'm only going to go to the first level, Rome. Latin, Rome. You can go further than that if you want to. That's on you. But Rome.
That's why the Dream Act was passed in the state of Illinois Friday, giving illegal, so-called legal immigrants free access to education.
Right. And that's because they want to have a new economy with new people. They figure that we burnt out black folks. They figure we can't do no more with you. That's what they're going to say.
They drive on.
We battle each other on every front. We, not the white man, but ourselves. We battle ourselves about we don't believe we're from here. We got people who want to believe we're from somewhere else. We got people who want to believe that we all were slaves. And that's not true. Nowhere near true. I just said New Orleans and St. Louis proved that's not true. So I'm trying to figure out how you're going to establish anything at this point in time, and we come to some type of a galactic
agreement.
Yeah, not even agreement, a catastrophe. Like, for instance, Florida, we are in hurricane. Tomorrow is hurricane. They are predicting. So if you do not get a show out of me next month, they are predicting that we're going to get hit with a bunch of shit as far as water, hurricanes, and so forth. Now, I don't know if it's true yet because they lie every week.
Come off the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, the beach man. I can't turn nobody off because the system is down, but just mute yourself. But I'm going to say this. Every region has going to have its own catastrophe. So just prepare for whatever your region provides. It could be only electrical because you have no rivers. You have no something they can destroy naturally.
It could be the internet. I didn't know. We had an internet outage about a couple of weeks ago through Comcast, but it just seemed like with the fake news, they were talking about all this other bullshit. That kind of slid under the radar.
Now, if you think about what you said, the internet, because many of us are working from home or have the ability to work from home, your internet ain't working. You finished. If your internet don't come on, are the companies going to continue to pay you if you're not connected to them? I don't know yet. We're going to find out soon because, again, the acceleration, and y'all tell me how accelerated what y'all see in your own area, is the acceleration of what they're doing more
Operation Warp Speed, baby.
Yeah. Now, that came out of somebody's mouth, Trump mouth. Warp Speed means it's full acceleration. Full acceleration. Now, he gone. They ain't killed him yet.
Maybe. It might not be. Hey, like a guy used to say, it ain't over.
Yeah,
it might not be
Trump,
over,
y'all.
Dry Bones. It
they
might not
Trump.
Be over, but.
What'd you say?
Trump.
You think they killed him?
The oldest brother died. When they said they was going to kill Trump, they didn't tell you which one. And they both favor each other. So the one that did Trump died. He died. It was his oldest brother.
So let's go there. Let's go there for a minute.
I love it. Let me take this.
Trump is not sound. I just heard Trump the other day. He was on one of these white boy shows on a Newsmax. He's on something. Anyway, long story short, he's on there talking. He actually said when they asked about the vaccine, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm getting close to what he said. He said he would encourage you to take the vaccine. He didn't say it was mandatory, but he said it was encouraged. I said, damn, that don't even sound like Trump would say some shit like that. And I actually was thinking in my mind, I said, man, the West needs to say it's two Trumps, but Dick Gregory used to say, everybody must know it's a double, body double, obviously. So
well, yeah, he Trump definitely got a body double.
So say it ain't
and
Trump.
And that body double can definitely be persuaded. So,
right.
Hey,
I agree.
Money.
Now, a 74-year-old, just take your own parents. Now, I'm going to just take your own parents. Though. Tell me your parents got to be in the 70s because of mine. Would you trust them to be president at 74 and 77 and 79? Do you really, just by what you go through your with your own parents, would you think your parents can run a country? So for these people to be running at this age.
Right.
Something ain't right. They got
Biden,
some type of brain.
I'm y'all, that's not the real Biden, y'all. Biden
okay.
Really
okay. I'm going to make sure we on the same. Let's go there with that.
Y'all, watch it. I'm 81.
Hold
I said, watch it. I'm 81.
Yeah, you 81.
And I don't know nobody in the
no, you 81. But I'm saying, I'm not putting a lot of stress on you now.
But
you,
to get knowledge, people get it from the elders. But still in
yeah,
all,
I'm saying,
these
I'm
people out here
81.
Running the country, we need young
Miss,
people to run the country.
But
we
Miss Kim,
not
hold
young,
on, Miss,
like
Miss Kim is 81.
We need young people, but we don't necessarily need them to run the country. We
okay,
need them
now,
to
let's go there.
Run the country. That's
let's,
a part
on,
of the problem.
Miss Kim, you
that's
are,
a part
Alpha
of the
Alpha and Omega.
Ms.
Alpha
Kim,
and
Kim,
Omega. We need the
Ms.
elders
Kim.
To teach the young about how things were when they were young. But we need
right.
young
Absolutely.
People because the young people are courageous. The young
now,
people are courageous.
Energy.
Who was
they
on the
energy.
Front lines of every battle? The young
okay,
people.
That's,
it
that's
ain't
right.
the
yeah,
old
Yeah, but who was in the back?
No.
And if you really check it out, you'll see that there were some old people there too. And if you look at the Bible, he didn't, when did Moses start here? Okay,
no.
think about it.
Now, old people are in everything, Ms. Kim. Ms. Kim, old people right now is running the country. You got George Soros. You got Henry Kissinger is older than you. You in his age
they
range.
They got too but, many. They got
no,
too many
Biden.
Of them.
No. I'm just going there. I want you to answer because you are our wisdom at this, and you got a lot of information that you have seen through your illustrious life. Let me ask you because some of the people that you grew up with is in power today. Now I'm asking you, do you think that the seven and older ones, I mean, we still seeing Jesse. Let's just go with black folks right now. We seeing Jesse. We
Jesse
seeing
who?
Some of the
and
Jesse Jack. Jesse Jack. We seeing
me cuss. And I walked in. I picket with him and I did not vote for him, I promise you.
No, but I'm saying I want you to speak for me because we see a lot of people that you have. You remember, you older than all of us on here right now. You've seen more than we have seen, and you've been around the more of a celebrity limelight. Let me ask you, because I'm not seeing the older people giving up. No, everybody I listen to on a level is pretty much old. I'm talking about in their late 70s or 80s who are writing books or they tell all stories and giving us all the information. When we find out what's going on, I get nervous because now they're telling me now how this was a hoax. And what they did was this. How do you take that old people now who are getting close to what they see death maybe? Because I know I see death. I'm only 59. I still think about if I would die next year. So for you to be this long, how
tomorrow,
do you take it where?
To none of us.
Right.
Tomorrow,
how do you take
I promise
it?
To any of us. But let me jump in here right
yeah.
now.
Go ahead.
What I see is I see a bunch of old folks that wasn't right when they were young. That's
Ooh.
Where the problem is. So that ain't got nothing to do with it. But if you're right, it doesn't matter who you
have her
but
on that
vote,
one.
You know if you're old, you need to get somebody young to do the running.
Wow. We love you on that one. That's just too powerful. That's too powerful. So let me ask you, I want everybody to be involved with this program right now just because we're at the end of the, you know, they'll turn this off the internet. Those of you listening, the only ones online. Let me ask you, sister, because we have watched some of our greatest icons fall prey. I watched a tape with Tony Brown's journal. Are you aware of Tony Brown? Tony Brown's journal.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. I'm so glad that you asked me that because before Tony Brown's journal was on the air,